Now, let's play ball.
Hi, everyone, from Ellettsville, Indiana, the home of the Edgewood Mustangs. We welcome you to another day of Northview Baseball on Timeless 1130, 106.9, and 99.5 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. And we're streaming live at WAMBradio.com. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark, and we finally get to do a game together this season, Corey.
Yeah, it's about time you didn't back out on me.
Well, of course not. A bit busy schedule, but as we get closer to the sectional tournament, which will be here a week from Thursday, we've ramped up our coverage of Northview Sports, and we appreciate you tuning in tonight for a big WIC, Western Indiana Conference, crossover game. Corey, explain how this crossover night works in the conference.
Well, so they go by standings. Obviously, there's two separate divisions on each side. Edgewood's on one, Northview's on the other. These two teams respectfully finished second in their respective divisional conference. So they're going head-to-head today. And if you ask any coach, this game doesn't matter as much as a first-place game, but being able to say you're third place in the Western Indiana Conference, which these two teams are battling for today, is pretty important. It gives you that type of tournament mentality to get ready for a baseball game, knowing sectionals is coming up very soon.
Well, and of course, Northview not only hoping to finish third in the conference this year, which, you know, they've won it in the past, but, of course, a lot of good competition in the WIC.
There is. Over in the WIC championship game down in Indian Creek High School, Indian Creek will be taking on Sullivan, your alma mater, for the Western Indiana Conference Championship, the rights to first place. So that game means a lot more probably than the other ones. I know Cascade is taking on Greencastle for the battle for seventh place, and there's a lot of other games going on. We'll keep you updated with scores, but it's fun when all the conferences can get together on one day and play at 6 o'clock on a warm Tuesday night.
Well, we are glad you tuned in, and we're just a couple of minutes away from the first pitch. We'll run through the starting lineups, but first, let's take this 2-minute timeout on the voice of Northview Night Sports, WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do.
Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, we welcome you to tonight's game between Northview High School and Edgewood, the battle for third place in the Western Indiana Conference. They are introducing both teams. They've already introduced Northview, and now they're getting set to introduce the Edgewood starting lineup. Both teams are very competitive. The Knights are 17-5 on the season. Meantime, Edgewood 14-5 on the season. But during the regular season, back on April 19th, Northview got the win 10-7 over the Mustangs. So they hope to do it twice tonight for the season. And unlike past seasons, they won't be seeing Edgewood in the sectional, as Northview, of course, will play in the 4A tournament at Avon, which we'll talk more about later. Right now, we've got our national anthem coming. And, of course, our national anthem as we get set for high school baseball tonight. Northview being the visitors. We'll bring you the starting lineup for the Knights. Leading off, it'll be Trey Shaw, the shortstop. In the second position and playing second base will be Braden Tucker. Batting third and playing third base is Brigham Boo. Batting fourth and playing first base, Gavin Morris. Batting fifth and pitching today for the Knights will be Dylan Zentko. Batting sixth and playing center field is Trey Tucker. Batting seventh in the DH spot, Brevin Harper. He's the DH for left fielder Caleb Swearingen. In the eighth spot, the catcher Corbin Allen. And in the ninth spot, right fielder Braden Nevins. Head coach for the Northview Knights is Craig Trout. Defensively for Edgewood, they've got Luke Hayden on the mound tonight. Harrison Pittsford is the catcher. Ryan Stuffel is at first base. Sam Keto at second. Coleman Sater is at third. Joe Keto is at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Curtis Cowden, Josh Chastain, and Ethan Verkrumba in right field. Edgewood is coached by Bob Jones. Luke Hayden doing some finishing warm-ups on the mound, and it's not a bad night for baseball, but it's a little bit warm, but we're outside with the table right behind the backstop, just a little bit to the left, straight back from home plate, so we've got a pretty good vantage point tonight, and we're just glad that it's not raining or anything, Corey.
They better knock on wood. It's not raining. It's pretty hot outside. It feels great, like you said, Dave. I like our vantage point. You get to see home plate right here. Get to see the nice, easy positions for Trey Shaw, Brigham Boo on the left-hand side. This game's going to be a fun one. I mean, I understand these teams play each other already, but they know each other. They're pitching different pitchers they did last time. Braden Tucker pitched against this team the last time they played. So now you get to see freshman sensation Dylan Zentko. He's been having a good year so far. When he's came out, he's done fantastic. This past weekend, though, the Knights swept Danville in Indiana. They won 17-2 and 11-0 on the weekend series at Danville's new field.
And, of course, Friday night I had the call at Terre Haute North where we beat Terre Haute North, 14-2 in six innings, and we had a good showing that night. Played airless baseball while the Patriots put on five airs. So, and we've got a big week of baseball. Tomorrow night, Vincennes Lincoln comes to town. We'll be on the air at 6:20. We've got girls softball Thursday at 5:20 when the girls host Rockville. That'll be our final softball broadcast of the season as their sectional conflicts with the Avon 4A sectional. And Friday night we'll have the Clay City game, and then of course the sectional next week, and we're looking for some Northview sponsors to step up and help us bring those games to everybody back in Brazil. And if you want to be a part of it, track us down at the radio center or call 420-2518. Trey Shaw will step up to the plate, and we are about set to go here at Edgewood High School about 2 minutes past 6 o'clock on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. We're at 11:30 a.m., 106.9 FM in Brazil, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. And the first pitch, and that ball is smashed out into center field with a nice base hit. That was a hard grounder that got past second with no problem, and all of a sudden, we've got a man on first and quickly a hit for the Knights.
Yeah, good for Trey Shaw. He went through a little bit of a slump at the beginning of the year, but recently the last few games, he's been swinging the bat very well. And when you get your leadoff hitter on, it's proven statistically you're probably going to score in that first inning.
This will bring up Braden Tucker, the second baseman. So the right-hander Luke Hayden will go to work on him. Here comes the pitch. That's a line drive foul. 0-1 the count.
Braden Tucker, he's been on a tear lately, obviously going to Indiana University to pitch, but his bat, it's been impressive all season long.
Braden Tucker, batting left-handed, steps up to the plate, facing the right-hander Luke Hayden. Lead off at first by Trey Shaw, and an outside pitch may have been intentional even, as I thought they were going to try to make a play at first. But
yeah, it was a pitch out thinking Trey Shaw was going to steal for second.
So the count even at one apiece. Hayden checks the runner at first. Delivers the pitch, and that's low and outside, 2-1 the count.
Now Braden Tucker has him right where they want him. It's here's count. You get one right down the middle, you're going to drive it. That's what happened to Trey Shaw. First pitch, Luke Hayden threw it right belt high, and he just drove it right up the middle.
Lead off at first again by Trey Shaw, and there's the pitch. Low and outside, 3-1 the count on Braden Tucker. So Tucker ready for the 3-1 pitch. As Luke Hayden looks over at first to Trey Shaw, he has a nice lead at first. That pitch is outside, ball four, and Braden Tucker is on with the base on balls.
Yeah, that's not what Luke Hayden wanted to start the ball game. Two runners on, no outs. A base hit by Trey Shaw and a walk by Braden Tucker. Brings Brigham Boo. He's been swinging the bat lately very well. He's got a strong, strong base when he swings that bat.
So Brigham Boo will step up to the plate with two runners on, no outs, top of the first inning. This is the WIC crossover game tonight. Winner takes third place in the Western Indiana Conference. So Boo set to go. And there's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, from our vantage point, it looked like it was just right on the outside corner. Good pitch there by Luke Hayden.
0-1 the count. Runners taking their leads at first and second. Trey Shaw at second. Braden Tucker at first. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. And now Brigham Boo is down 0-2 to Luke Hayden.
Same exact spot. That's what you want to do when you're facing power hitters like Brigham Boo or something. You have to play him outside, pitch him outside.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll make the throw to third, but it's a bad throw. They threw it over the head of Sater. A run will come home to score. That's Trey Shaw, and the Knights will take a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, so it's going to be E2 on the catcher.
So E2 on the catcher for Boo, even though he technically struck out. So now with one down, this will bring up Gavin Morris. By the way, Braden Tucker did make it to second. Nobody on the corners at first and third. So Gavin Morris, we'll see if he can do some damage for the Knights here in the top of the first as Northview has scored 1-0. That pitch is low and outside. 1-0 the count. So the Knights strike first here in the first inning, leading 1-0. Luke Hayden, ready for the pitch. That is inside.
Luke Hayden's having a tough time finding the strike zone, Dave. Trying to work a little too fast, and he's just worried about that runner on second base. He's got to throw strikes here to Gavin Morris. He's already on top 2-0.
Braden Tucker takes the lead at second. Nobody on at first and third. One down. And now Harper makes a throw back to second, and he's safe. So a break for the Knights and Braden Tucker. That was close.
That was too close. Braden Tucker got caught leaning towards third. And what a beautiful pickoff move by Luke Hayden. As a pitcher, you have to appreciate those little things.
So 2-1 the count on Gavin Morris. Here's the pitch. That ball has popped up out of play. It's close, Corey. We could have had it.
Could have.
2-1 the count with one down here in the top of the first. 1-0 score. Northview scores early in the first, and they're still threatening with a runner at second. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit ball to left field. That'll be a base hit. Braden Tucker is rounding third. Coach Trout is calling him home, and the Knights take a 2-0 lead.
Gavin Moore stepping up as a freshman in that cleanup spot. He got a pitch that was belt high again, a mistake by Luke Hayden. And Gavin Morris made him pay by driving to the left side for an RBI single.
Well, so the Knights with a 2-0 lead and one down. Quick meeting at the mound as the shortstop, Joe Quito, trying to encourage his pitcher, Luke Hayden, to try to get back and throw some strikes. Dylan Zintko will try to do some damage. He'll be pitching tonight for the Knights when they get their chance defensively in the bottom of the first. Nobody on second and third. There's a called strike. Again, you got Gavin Morris at first. He drives in a run on the second hit of the night for the Knights. The pitch. That's low for a ball. 1-1 the count.
The Knights are playing like a team right now that wants to go home after five innings.
And that's okay with me. Especially when you're on the road, Corey. 1-1 the count. We appreciated the extra inning. The game was over last Friday. That ball smashed back to the shortstop. Joe Quito makes the light toss over to first base to Ryan Stuffel, and he'll get the out for the second out of the game. So score that 6-3 while Gavin Morris moves over to second on that fielder's choice.
Number 17.
And moved the runner. He did his job. You have two outs, runner on second. Brings up Trey Tucker, who's been clutch all year, moved down in the lineup a little bit, but he's still continuously hitting when he's needed to be.
2-0 score Northview with two down here in the top of the first. You've got Gavin Morris at second, nobody at first and third, and that's a called strike on Trey Tucker for strike one. Tonight's game of service, a French funeral home in Brazil, faith, caring, and compassion. Morris takes a nice lead at second. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit ball right toward the shortstop. He'll scoop it up. He'll make the throw to first base to Stuffle for the out, and that will end the Northview inning, but a pretty good inning for Northview this time around. The Knights picked up two runs on two hits. We had one left on, and there was one error for Edgewood. After a half inning of baseball, on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 2, Edgewood coming to bat. We'll come back in 60 seconds on WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back in Ellettsville, Indiana, the home of the Edgewood Mustangs, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the first inning where Northview leads 2-0 in the WIC crossover game. The winner tonight takes home bragging rights for third place in the Western Indiana Conference. Joe Quito will lead things off. He's the shortstop for Edgewood. In the number two spot, it'll be right fielder Ethan Vakrumba. And then we got in the DH spot, batting third, Cooper Thacker. Batting in the cleanup spot, it's first baseman Ryan Stuffle. Defensively for Northview, Dylan Zentko on the mound. Corbin Allen is the catcher. Gavin Morris at first. Brigham Boo at third. Trey Shaw at short. Braden Tucker's at second. I mentioned that. Caleb Swergen in left. Trey Tucker at center, and Braden Nevins in right field. So now Joe Quito will step up to the plate. Batting left-handed, the shortstop for the Mustangs. Dylan Zentko will go to work on him. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Tonight's game of service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Quito steps in. Zentko takes the sign. Here's the pitch. Nice, soft pitch, and it kind of broke perfectly to where it was right across the plate for a strike, and then Corbin Allen didn't know his strength. He threw the ball back and made it out to center field.
Zentko threw a nice breaking ball there. Realized the fastball wasn't going to work pitch one, so he came back with a breaking ball. That's good confidence, especially when you're a freshman.
1-1 the count. Zentko, the left-hander, delivers the pitch. That ball is smashed out of bounds. It's going to be in foul territory, way out of foul territory. Keep thinking it's going to hit our vehicle.
Yeah,
there,
it's
Corey,
right behind us, though, so let's just hope.
I think we're okay for now. 1-2 the count on Joe Quito as he steps up to the plate again. Zentko gets the sign. Here comes the pitch. Outside, 2-2 the count. Zentko trying to get a little more control there on the baseball. So tomorrow night, Vincennes Lincoln comes to town. They're having a good year. And we'll have that game for you at 6:20 tomorrow from Northview High School here on WAMB. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Zentko gets the first strikeout of the game.
Yeah, last time Zinko, I called him when he was pitching, was against Plainfield. He had 8 strikeouts in just a short amount of work. He was absolutely dealing. Everybody thought Gavin Morris was going to be the stud freshman pitcher, the only one. But Dylan Zinko, he's taken the league by storm so far.
Right fielder Ethan Vacrumba will bat next now for Edgewood. That first pitch, a little high and inside for ball one. Want to know the count? Here's the pitch. Ooh. Outside, 2-0 the count.
Good spot.
When we go to Avon next week, we play on Thursday night in the second game, which the way it looks, Corey, it may not start till even after 8:30 or so.
It'll bother me. I live 10 minutes away, Dave.
That's right. I guess that'll be easy for you.
Not for
outside
you.
Pitch, 3-0 the count, but at least for you Northview fans, as well as Terre Haute North and South. Oh, 2-1 the count. That was a strike. It'll be nice to have coverage for all three local teams in that 4A sectional, as we'll cover South, North, and Northview. Going to be a big day on Memorial Day as that ball smashed back to the shortstop. Trey Shaw makes the long stretch, but it will not be in time. So that'll be a base hit for Ethan Vacrumba. Good effort, but he hit it deep enough in that shortstop spot in the infield to where it was quite a bit of a throw to get to Gavin Morris.
Yeah, between Shaw and Boo, and I think Brigham Boo kind of was saying, my bad. He probably should have cut that off as soon as he could, but Trey Shaw, instead he went all the way back deep in the hole trying to make a Derek Jeter-esque play, but Trey Shaw's not Derek Jeter.
Cooper Thacker, the designated hitter, will bat next. He's batting for Luke Hayden, the pitcher. Left-hander steps up to the plate as Vacrumba takes a lead at first. That pitch is outside, ball one. We're in the bottom of the first. There's one down, and Northview has a 2-0 lead over Edgewood. This is the WIC crossover game tonight. Winner of this game takes third place in the conference. Sullivan and Indian Creek are playing for the championship tonight. Is that at Indian Creek or Sullivan?
It is Indian Creek.
That's a good haul for the Golden Arrows then. 1-0 the count. Here comes the pitch. Called strike right across the plate. When I went to Sullivan back in 78 to 82, we only had about half the teams in the WIC back then. So,
oh, really?
You had Brazil, the Red Devils. You had West Vigo. You had Sullivan.
Was I born yet?
Probably not, no. State used to be in the WIC, Terre Haute State. That was a
Terre
team.
Terre Haute State?
Yeah, it was called State. They went out of business in the early 80s, but I remember them being in the conference. See, I'm really showing my age. 2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch from Zinko. That's a called strike. 2-2 the count.
Yeah, nice breaking ball. Trey Shaw and Braden Tucker both squeezing the middle right now, hoping to get a double play here on a ground ball, unless Dylan Zinko could take advantage of this right now on a 2-2 count. One more strike and strike three.
So, again, you got Ethan Vacrumba at first base. Nobody on at second and third. Vacrumba takes a nice little lead with a 2-2 count and one down here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Outside. Close. Close to an outside corner strike. Now we've got a full count at 3-2. So 3-2 with one down, bottom of the first. Edgewood has a runner at first, tying run at the plate. Dylan Zinko delivers the payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. So the DH will walk, and that'll send Vacrumba to second. So now, with Ryan Stuffel, the first baseman, coming to bat, that means that the go-ahead run is at home plate with one down here in the bottom of the first. Coach Trout heading out to the mound, I'm assuming just a chance to encourage Dylan Zinko, and I don't think we're going to see a pitching change yet.
We're not. I heard Coach Trout say he needs to come through the ball and go towards plate, because when he's coming down with his right leg to go towards home, he's kind of opening up a little bit too much and stepping kind of towards third on his follow-through instead of towards home plate, and that's what he's got to get better at. That's why the pitches are all outside.
So that mound meeting breaks up. We'll take this time to remind you that one of our sponsors is WTHI-TV 10. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live, WTHI-TV10 is proud to support your local community. So Stuffel, set to go. Zenko with runners at first and second. Nobody on at third. The pitch, that ball popped up out of play. Now, if we'd parked down the street a little farther, we'd have been in trouble on that one, Corey.
You're right.
So 0-1 the count with one down here in the bottom of the first. If you're just tuning in on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, 2-0 score, Northview with the lead. Ryan Stuffel. Zenko checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Boy, this would be a big strikeout if Zenko can pull it off.
Oh, it would be. Quick update in the WIC Championship. Sullivan and Indian Creek are tied at nothing after two innings.
Okay. So 0-2 the count with one down. We're in the bottom of the first with two runners on for Edgewood. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out.
Got him. Got him chasing high on that one.
So two strikeouts now for Dylan Zenko, and this will bring up the center fielder, Josh Chastain.
Center fielder. Now the positive thing is two outs. Josh, you have a force out Chastain at any base here. So Brigham Boo fields the ground ball here. He just steps on his bag, and we go to the top of the second inning.
Well, let's hope it's as easy as that.
Watch.
2-0 score. Northview on top. Edgewood threatening with two down in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. A reminder that each and every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk comes your way right here on WAMB. And this summer, they're going to continue the show all summer long. So they won't shut it off after the end of May and take 2 months off. So stay on top of everything from basketball in the Hoosier State to football, baseball, the Indy 500, whatever is going on in the Hoosier State. It'll be on Indiana Sports Talk Fridays and Saturday nights here on WAMB. 0-1 the count as runners take leads at first and second. Zenko ignores them. He takes the pitch, but tell you what, it gets away from Allen, and all runners will advance a base. Not a very good pitch.
No. Well, it was a good breaking ball. It just broke too soon. Corbin Allen's got to keep that in front of him. Like Dylan Zenko, his breaking ball is going to break like that because it's so good. But Corbin Allen's got to find a way to keep that ball just strictly in front of him. With a pass ball like that and runners advancing, Dave, now it takes away the force out of any base. You have to get the ground ball and go to first. You can't just step on a bag like I said to Brigham Boo earlier.
1-1 the count with two down. Runners at third and second for Edgewood. Zenko ready for the pitch. That ball popped up, going deep, deep, back toward that 320 mark or so.
Oh, wow.
But good for us. It's Braden Nevins. He's there. He makes the catch, and that will end the Edgewood threat. So there were no runs this inning for Edgewood, but they did pick up a hit. There were two left on, and there were no Northview errors. And after one inning of baseball here at Edgewood High School on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 2, Edgewood nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor. Which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the second inning with Northview leading Edgewood 2-0. We're in the WIC crossover game for bragging rights for third place. And, boy, on the first pitch to Brevin Harper, he hits it out toward left field, but it's caught by Curtis Cowden, and quickly there's one down.
Yeah, tried jumping on the first pitch, but he dropped his hands, was able to pop that right up to the left fielder. So one out in the top of the second inning now.
So with Brevin Harper out, this will bring up the number 8 batter, Corbin Allen, the catcher for the Knights.
If you talk to Coach Trout, Corbin Allen, he's impressed him. He's been hitting a lot of extra base hits the last few games.
First pitch, a called strike. These two teams played back on April 19th. The Knights won the game 10-7, hoping to make it 2-0 this season. Swing and a miss on that pitch. 0-2 the count. So nobody on here on the top of the second.
Ooh.
Kind of a late swing, and he struck him out. So just like that, Corbin Allen goes down, and that'll be the first strikeout for Luke Hayden. This will bring up Braden Nebbins, the right fielder for the Knights. Defensively for the Mustangs, Luke Hayden on the mound. Harrison Pittsford is the catcher. Ryan Stuffel at first. Sam Keto at second. Coleman Sater at third. Joe Keto at shortstop. That pitch is low and outside. Ball one. Curtis Cowden is in left field. Josh Chastain in center field. And Ethan Verkrumba in right field. 1-0 the count on Braden Nebbins. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Thought about a swing. Kind of a late swing, but didn't quite pull it all the way around. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Called strike.
A quick inning here for Luke Hayden.
Could be. 1-2 the count. With two down and nobody on here in the top of the second. Here comes the 1-2 pitch.
Wow.
Called strike. Caught him looking, and just like that, three up, three down. We played 1.5 innings of baseball here at Edgewood High School. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 2, Edgewood nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do. I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orkert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the second inning where Northview leads Edgewood 2-0. Due up for the Mustangs, it'll be third baseman Coleman Sater, and then it's Harrison Pittsford, the catcher, Curtis Cowden, the left fielder, and in the cleanup spot, who's also batting in the number 9 spot, the second baseman, Sam Keto.
Third baseman, Coleman Sater.
A quick inning for the Edgewood Mustangs in the top of the second. Now they're trying to make some runs back here and try to tie the ball game or even take the lead down 2.
Well, Dylan Zenko will go to work on him. Here comes the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Defensively for your Knights, Dylan Zenko on the mound, Corbin Allen is the catcher, Gavin Morris at first, Braden Tucker at second, Brigham Boo at third, Trey Shaw at short. The pitch, that's a hard hit ball back toward the second baseman. Braden Tucker makes the throw, but not a great throw, and the ball got away from Gavin Morris. So is that an E4?
That's an E4. Braden Tucker had so much time just to set his feet and make the play, but he tried to like grab it and do some off balance throw to first base. He's got to take his time there. And because of that, there's a runner on first base. And I know Braden doesn't like it when his defense makes errors, so he can't be making errors for his other pitcher on the squad right now when he's playing second.
to finish the defensive lineup for Northview. Caleb Swearingen in left field, Trey Tucker in center, Braden Nevins in right, and now this will bring up the catcher, Harrison Pittsford. There's a called strike. 0-1 the count. You can stream our broadcast tonight from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. And we're on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 FM in Brazil. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 0-2 the count. So with nobody down, one runner on, nobody at second and third, a 2-0 score, Northview leading the Edgewood Mustangs. Harrison Pittsford trying to get something going now for the Mustangs. He would be the tying run if he can make it all the way around, but a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. So with one down, this will bring up left fielder Curtis Cowden. First time we've seen Cowden tonight. Tonight's game, a service of Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. Runner takes the lead at first. That's Coleman Sater. Zenko delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Well, Dylan Zenko, he must have been a little angry about the error, so he's taking matters in his own hands. Third strike out of the day, trying to go for number four right here.
Zenko looks in. The catcher, Corbin Allen, takes the sign. Delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
See, the thing is, Zenko doesn't throw the hardest. It's just hard to catch up to when you're sitting there waiting for it, and then you have to expect a curveball. He's a very, very good, solid pitcher because he hits his spots, and he knows how to throw the breaking ball.
0-2 the count on Curtis Cowden, the left fielder. The pitch from Zenko. Outside, 1-2 the count.
Not a bad spot. Not a bad spot at all. And 0-2, you want to take it off the plate there and try to get in the chase.
With one ball and two strikes and one down, a runner at first, tying run at the plate. 2-0 lead, Northview. Dylan Zenko delivers the pitch. That ball's going to pop up, and it's going to be out of play, it appears.
I'm just watching our vehicle.
Yep, it's close. It's really close.
I'm telling you, Dave, if one goes high enough, and I think it's going over there, I may have to run over there and just dive.
Now, one of my greatest thrills in life, probably two of them, I've caught two balls barehanded at at Riverfront Stadium.
Really?
Yep. One was from Chili Davis from the Giants, and one was from Keith Hernandez from the Mets. 1-2 the count, and they didn't bounce around or anything. That ball hit the backstop near my crowd mic.
You heard it. Zing.
So that means Coleman Sater will steal second. The count is 2-2.
The same pitch as earlier. Corbin Allen's got to slide over and find a way to block that with his body. He turned his head on that one.
Two balls, two strikes, with one down here in the bottom of the second. Curtis Cowden is the batter. Oh, they've got the popcorn going, Corey. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Zenko. Called strike. Struck him out. Fourth strikeout of the night for Dylan Zenko. He was caught looking, wasn't he?
He was. Second out of the inning, all by strikeout. Should be out of the inning, but the first player to get on was by E4.
A backwards K, then we'll give it. Sam Keto, the second baseman, will bat next. Hey, we've got two seats left on our bus for this Sunday's Cubs at Reds game. Only two seats left. We've got three buses going to see a game at Great American Ballpark this Sunday. That pitch is high. If you want to go, call 420-2518, but as they say in the movie Hoosiers, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
It'll go by fast.
It will. $95 a person for a great seat. We're in the shade even behind first base. Refreshments on the bus and transportation on a deluxe motor coach. $95. Call 420-2518 right now. That's a called strike. 1-1 the count. I've been sorting tickets for 2 days.
How's that?
Well, you have to lay out all 159 tickets that I've bought, and it's like a puzzle trying to put everybody in the right spot, and some bought one, some bought seven. I mean, it just depends. One and one the count. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Count one and one. We have three different bus companies providing buses, and I've got to get coolers iced down with water and soft drinks and snacks. It's a big production.
You're going to be busy.
And actually, Corey's going to be chaperoning the Terre Haute bus. I'll be chaperoning the Brazil bus. And then we've got Angela chaperoning our Washington bus. So
my bus will be more fun.
You think?
Yeah.
One and two the count as that pitch, a ball smashed down toward the second baseman. But that was like a calamity of errors. Matter of fact, it's going to bring in a run. And Edgewood is on the board as Coleman Sater will score. Recap what happened right there.
So he hit a little chopper right past Zenko and went towards Braden Tucker as a slow roller. Tucker tried to come up on it, and he just completely whiffed on the baseball, hit his glove, bounced out, went past him. He just looked at the baseball and said, turn around the run and get it. The runner from second round to third and scored.
So do they're giving that as a hit, though?
No, it'll be an E4.
I would think so, too. I see the light on the scoreboard.
Yeah,
it made me question it.
That's an E4. Two errors in the inning for Braden Tucker. Two.
That is not good. So Keto gets on. So we've got Keto on at first, a 2-1 score now as we let one in this inning, and now we go to the top of the order with Joe Keto, the shortstop. They throw back at Sam Keto. I presume these guys are brothers. I don't know. Keto struck out in the first inning, batting left-handed. I think he called that a ball. Want to know the count. So 1-0 the count with two down here in the bottom of the second. A throw to first, but I'm not sure why. It was tanning on the bag.
I don't.
Just Dylan Sentko keeping him alert, I guess.
He's playing the mental game.
Joe Keto steps in. Zenko gets his sign, checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's high.
Ooh, it did hit him.
It did hit him. It nicked him, apparently.
Wow, so you got runners on first and second now.
Well, this one's starting to become concerning.
That's a big dog.
Yes, it is.
There's a dog next to us. Everybody's probably confused. What?
he's kind of built like a greyhound, even.
Right, like a
but he's not a greyhound.
That's a horse.
So Joe Keto is on at first. Sam Keto is on at second. This will bring up Ethan Vercrumba, the right fielder. He got a hit in the first inning, made it all the way to third base, but did not score.
Well, if he gets a base hit here, the runner at second will score due to the speed. You got a lot of speed on first and second right now.
Zenko ready for the pitch. Ooh, swing and a miss. About hit my magic microphone.
Every time he hits the backstop, it just rattles.
0-1 the count. Runners at first and second for Edgewood. 2-1 score. Northview leading by one. The Mustangs are threatening, but there's two outs here in the bottom of the second. The 0-1 pitch. Hard hit ball out to right field. That's going to be a base hit as Nebbins tries to bring the ball home. It won't be in time, and they've tied the ball game up.
Oh, if Gavin didn't hesitate getting the cutoff, he might have had a chance to play at the play, but no one said throw four or cut, so he didn't know what to do. He turned around, and as the runner was rounding third, he could have threw the ball to Corbin Allen at the catcher position and tagged him out. Wow. So now it's 2-2.
So, second hit of the game, or second hit of the inning, that should. No, first hit of the inning, didn't it, because of the two errors.
Yeah. Should be out of this inning with no problem.
So now this will bring up Cooper Thacker. He is the DH for Luke Hayden, the pitcher. He got on in the first with a base on balls. That's a called strike.
This Edgewood team has a lot of left-handed hitters.
So Vercrumba is at first. Joe Keto is at third. Nobody on at second with two down here in the bottom of the second. A 2-2 tie ball game. Zenko, the left-hander, delivers. That's a line drive, barely foul down the left field line. So the count is 0-2.
Yeah, base hit here will score the run from third base. So you got to keep it tied here. They should be out of the inning, but Dylan Zenko's got to keep doing what he's doing, throwing strikes.
Zenko looks in, gets the sign. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That pitch is high. Runner will steal second. So Ethan Vercrumba is on at second. Joe Keto is on at third. Nobody at first. A 2-2 count in the bottom of the second. Or a 1-2 count with a 2-2 score. Dylan Zintko takes the sign now from Corbin Allen. And now a quick time as the batter steps out for just a moment.
Base hit scores two here, but one pitch also gets him out of the inning. Let's see what happens with Dylan Zintko.
Cooper Thacker, the DH, steps in again, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Got a piece of it.
Ooh, that did hit our mic.
1-2 the count. Those are Eevees. You could use those as hammers. You can't hurt them. So one ball and two strikes with two down here in the bottom of the second. The 1-2 pitch from Dylan Zintko.
Ooh, wow.
Outside, 2-2.
It was outside.
It needed a couple of inches toward the inside to be an outside called strike.
And Coach Trout's getting on his catcher, Corbin Allen. He's got to stick that ball, he said. He was kind of too lazy and flimsy of his arm when he caught it, which carried the ball outside. If he stuck it, it would have been right there on the outside corner.
Good point. 2-2 the count. Runners take their leads at second and third. Here's the pitch. Outside, the count is full. So a big pitch coming up for Dylan Zintko when you've got two outs in the bottom of the second, a 2-2 tie score, runners at third and second. Dylan Zintko ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is. Hard hit ball out the center field. That's going to be a base hit. One run will score. Two runs will score, and the Edgewood Mustangs have taken a 4-2 lead over your Northview Knights.
That's tough. Not a single run should have scored this inning, Dave. And as a pitcher, you're frustrated. And Dylan Zenko's got to look behind them. Braden Tucker, he's had two errors this inning. Without those errors, you're out of this inning with no runs scored. In the meantime, it's four unearned runs here in the bottom of the second. 4-2 lead for the Mustangs.
So now, with Dylan... with Cooper Thacker on at first. He gets a single out of that. This will bring up Ryan Stuffel, the first baseman. Foul ball.
It's right there in front of me.
4-2 the score. Northview trailing by two now. We're in the bottom of the second. After the Knights opened up a 2-0 lead, Edgewood puts four runs on here in the second. Stuffel struck out in the first. Zintko, the left-hander, delivers. Did they call it? Did he pull it around? Nope, they're not going to call it a strike. Boy, Coach Trout not happy with the call. He thought that's... Listen.
I don't need a warning. You know what? Because that plate's been around all night.
That's
fine.
Oh.
Yes, it is. You haven't called one on the corner. We might as well not even dust it off.
Craig Trout has been ejected.
Hey, Todd, you got company.
He's not happy about the calls tonight, and the umpire just threw him out. He started to give him a warning, and Craig said it won't matter.
Did that just happen?
It just happened. He said that plate's been round all night. That was his comments, and Craig Trout's been ejected. Wow. See why I have a crowd mic.
Yeah, good. I was hoping he wasn't dropping the,
well,
the bombs.
Yeah, but, you know. So, okay. So, Northview fans are fired up right now. And, of course, Coach Trout will have to leave the game. So, with a one ball, one strike situation, Ryan Stuffel ready to go. Nobody... on at second and third, a runner at first. Called strike. 1-2 is the count. And the Northview fans go crazy for the called strike.
Where's Coach going to go?
Probably to the bus. He'll probably get his phone on and go to WAMBradio.com and listen to the game. 1-2 the count. That ball popped up high towards center field. Trey Tucker is going to call for it, and he'll make the catch, and that will end the inning. But a big inning for the Edgewood Mustangs. They pull off four runs. They did get two hits, but there were two costly Northview errors and one runner left on. We played two innings of baseball at Edgewood High School, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Edgewood 4, Northview 2. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the third inning where Edgewood leads Northview 4-2. If you've just tuned in, Coach Trout's been ejected, objecting to some of the calls by the umpire. He got thrown out in the bottom of the second as the Mustangs put four runs on the board. Trey Shaw will lead things off. He's picked up a hit and a run in the first inning. The first pitch to him was a strike. And now Luke Hayden will deliver the next pitch. Nice hard hit ball out toward left field, and that will be caught by Curtis Cowden. So score that a simple seven, and there's one down. This will bring up Braden Tucker. He's the second baseman for the Knights. He got on in the first with a base on balls, and he did score the second run for Northview.
Yeah, but he also had two errors, which caused all four runs to score eventually. Coach Craig Trout, let's see if this fuels a fire in the North United's belly, because they didn't really come out strong, and with him going to battle for his team, it's time for his team to go to battle for him and come out here and play well.
That's a fair hit down the first base line. Nice job by Braden Tucker. He's rounding first. He's heading for second. There's the throw, and he'll slide in time.
That's how you help out your team right there.
So that's a big double for Braden Tucker. So now this will bring up Brigham Boo, the third baseman for the Knights. So Boo struck out in the first. One down, top of the third. Knights trail the Mustangs 4-2 in the WIC crossover game tonight, the battle for third place in the conference. Pitch to the outside, but a throw to third, and they're going to nail. Oh, he saved.
Yeah, he went around the tag.
Good job by Braden Tucker. He made a nice slide into third and beat the throw. Again, Brigham Boo is your batter. 1-0 the count. We've got Braden Tucker at third in scoring position. The Knights need some runs as they trail 4-2 to Edgewood. There's a called strike.
Not a bad pitch to take. First strike on a breaking ball, 1-1 count. You just need to put the ball in play, even if it's a pop fly to the outfield due to the possibility of a sac fly.
One ball, one strike, one down. The pitch, oh, that hit him. So he'll take his base. Boo's okay, but he gets on with a hit pitch. So now Northview, the go-ahead run will be at home plate with Gavin Morris, the first baseman, who got a single on the first.
Yeah, the Edgewood catcher is kind of complaining to the umpire there, saying Brigham Boo didn't move. Well, when a breaking ball is coming right at your face, you don't really have much to do there in that situation. Gavin Morris ripped one the last time up. He's got runners on first and third. I expect Brigham Boo to possibly steal on pitch number one or two here, giving Gavin Morris an opportunity to drive one to the left center gap. He's got to be short and sweet here, put the ball in play, and just line it in the outfield where the defense is not scoring two runs if Brigham Boo gets a second.
So Gavin Morris ready to go. Brigham Boo takes the lead at first. That pitch Nice stop. I got to give credit to Harrison Pitsford. He made the most of a bad situation on that pitch and stopped the ball. That could have been an easy steal for Brigham Boo to second base. Starting to get a little cloudy as the clouds are moving in from the west.
It's supposed to rain at 9 o'clock.
Well, let's hope we can beat the rain. The 1-0 pitch ready to go. Got a piece of it for a foul ball to count even at 1-1. Tonight's game is service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Appreciate H&R Block's sponsorship and all of our sponsors being on board this baseball season. And, yes, we've got room for your business.
Always.
Sectional coming up next week. Be a part of it. It's going to be fun. That pitch is low, 2-1 the count. Even though Northview travels well, that's a pretty good distance to go from Brazil to Avon for two nights.
It's not that. Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Yeah, so it's good to have the radio coverage this year. That pitch is low. It gets away from the catcher. Pitsford trying to find the ball, but Brigham Boo says, see ya. He'll head to second base on the steal.
What a heads-up play by Brigham Boo. He wasn't supposed to steal on that initially, but he read that. What we call that, where I coach at Cascade, we call that dirt ball. As soon as you see the ball hit the dirt and the catcher has to scrabbage for it, you take off and steal the base, because more than likely, what's the possibility of a catcher finding the baseball quick, picking it up in the dirt, and launching a perfect throw to second base? It's hard. So now with one swing of the bat, you could tie this ball game up.
Gavin Morris with a 3-1 count. Boo at second, nobody on the corners. Called strike.
Yeah, they called one on the outside corner. That's what Coach Trout was wanting earlier.
He's getting them now.
Yeah, on the opposite side. He's probably listening like, are you kidding me?
3-2 the count. The payoff pitch from Luke Hayden. Here it is. That ball popped up straight back towards center field. Josh Chastain is there. He'll make the grab, but meantime, our runner will tag from third, and that will bring home a run as Braden Tucker will score.
He did his job.
So a sacrifice fly ball that time around for Gavin Morris to bring in the run. And it's a 4-3 ball game in favor of Edgewood.
And Brigham Boo also tagged up from second to third. So now another base hit can tie the ball game. Dylan Zenko, the pitcher, coming up to the plate. What more than the way that he wants to? He saw four unearned runs go on the board for Edgewood. He'd love this one swing of the bat, tie this ball game up.
Dylan Zenko will bat next. He got tossed out on a fielder's choice in the first inning from the shortstop. First pitch, a ball, 1-0 the count. Tomorrow night, we're back on the air with another night of Northview baseball. It'll be Vincennes Lincoln, the Alices of old Vincennes, coming to town for a 6:20 pregame show. That pitch low and outside. Hey, Boo's going to steal home. Here's the throw. He make it? They got him. Boo tried to steal home. The pitcher was on his toes. He got the ball from the catcher, and they made the grab in time, and that will end the Northview inning. But this time around for Northview, they did pick up one run. There was a double by Braden Tucker. Let's see. We didn't leave anybody on, did we? And then there was no errors. After 2.5 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Edgewood 4, Northview 3. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB Brazil, Terre Haute.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the third inning with Edgewood leading Northview by a score of 4-3. Leading off will be the center fielder Josh Chastain, followed by Coleman Sater, the third baseman, and then the catcher Harrison Pitford. Chastain in the first inning popped up to the right fielder, to Nevins, and he got the out, a can of corn. Here we go. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner by Dylan Zintko, who's on the mound for Northview. Corbin Allen, the catcher. Gavin Morris at first. Braden Tucker at second. Brigham Boo at third. Trey Shaw at short. The outfield after Dylan Zintko delivers the 0-1 pitch. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. Oh, it bobbled out of Trey Shaw's mitt.
You never see that. E6, Trey Shaw with an error, but it took a weird hop. I mean, I'll give Trey Shaw some credit. It's going to be an error. The ball bounced quickly. Went from down low to Trey Shaw to react to get his glove as high as he could. Hit the tip of his glove, it bounced off. It's still in the air, but that's a tough play for Trey Shaw there, but one he normally makes. Dylan Zintko just not getting any help.
Caleb Swearingen in left field, Trace Tucker in center, and Braden Nevins in right field as Coleman Sater, the third baseman, will step up to the plate. He scored in the second. He got on with that error by Tucker, and the first pitch a ball, 1-0 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Sonic Drive-In with two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Ball popped up. It's going to be out of play. Count 1-1 now. With a 4-3 score, Edgewood leading Northview by one. This is the Western Indiana Conference crossover game tonight. Battle for third place. Sullivan battling Indian Creek for first place right now at Indian Creek High School.
Tied at zero in the fifth inning right now.
Wow, that's a real battle.
It's a very good game.
Throw back at first, runners there in time. Zintko looks in. Time to get rid of the sunglasses, Corey. I got to change glasses here.
It's starting to get a little dark. It's not too dark, but...
Well, the sun's left us and all the clouds in the area.
Feels good outside, doesn't it?
It does. Nice night for a baseball game.
Where'd the other dog come from?
We have two of them now. They're big boys.
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That pitch was a little bit high, but he went for it, and you could just see the bat just cut right underneath the ball, at least from our vantage point. So the count 1-2 on Coleman Sater, the third baseman. Runner takes a lead at first. Here's the pitch. That pitch is high and outside. 2-2 the count. So two balls, two strikes, no outs. We're in the bottom of the third. Edgewood with a 4-3 lead over Northview. Zintko delivers the pitch. That ball popped up. It's going to be in shallow right center field. Matter of fact, the second baseman going for it. That's Braden Tucker.
Oh.
He makes the catch. He threw it back to first, but not in time.
Oh, he threw it back in time. Just Gavin Morris wasn't at first base to cover. So you got one out in the inning now. Good job by Braden Tucker going back to get that baseball. Possible double play to end the inning here.
Well, let's see what happens. If we can get Harrison Pittsford to bat next, he did. The catcher for Edgewood struck out in the second. So he's 0-1 tonight. Runner takes the lead at first. Nobody at second and third. Harrison Pittsford batting right-handed. Dylan Zintko delivers the pitch on the inside corner for a called strike.
Maybe Coach Trout got to the umpire a little bit. He's starting to call the outside corner a little bit.
Dad's over filming to our left, and he didn't quite agree with that call, so we'll just make that statement for what it's worth. 0-1 the count. The pitch, that ball is out of play. Count 0-2. So one down. We're in the bottom of the third. Nobody on at second and third, but the Mustangs have Josh Chastain at first. He got there with an error by Trey Shaw. Pittsford steps in. Dylan Zintko ready to deliver the pitch. That's high, 1-2 the count. Did you see that? I was ahead of the scoreboard.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. That ball is foul. Count remains 1-2.
Still 1-2. Gavin Moore is playing up, holding the runner on. He's keeping him there. And that's the good thing about a left-handed pitcher in Dylan Zenko. He's facing the runner at first base at all times. He could always just step over and pick off the guy at one if he really wanted to.
1-2 the count. Runner takes the lead again at first. The pitch to Harrison Pittsford. That ball popped up. Second baseman, Braden Tucker. Well, make that the shortstop. Trey Shaw, he'll call for it. He'll get the catch, and there's two down.
Yeah, good job by Trey Shaw. He has responsibilities anywhere on that field he wants to. He calls the ball, it's his.
Left fielder, Cowden.
Curtis Cowden, the left fielder, will bat next. He got caught looking in the second and struck out. One of four strikeouts that Dylan Zenko has tonight against Edgewood. A 4-3 score, Northview trailing Edgewood by one. We're in the bottom of the third. Hard hit ball. Trey Shaw is there. Little handover to Braden Tucker at second. Score that 6-3, and that will end the threat now by Edgewood. So for the Mustangs, there were no runs, no hits, no errors. They left one on. We played three innings of baseball in the WIC crossover game. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Edgewood 4, Northview 3. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, this is Dave Crux along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the fourth inning where Northview trails Edgewood 4-3. Dylan Zenko, the pitcher, will lead things off for the Knights, followed by Trey Tucker, the center fielder, and then Brevin Harper, the DH. First pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one. If you tuned in late, we had some excitement earlier as Craig Trout was ejected from the game, objecting to some of the calls by the umpire, so the umpire threw him out after some excitement we had earlier in the, third inning?
The bottom of the second.
Bottom of the second, that's when it was. That pitch was a ball, 1-1 the count. The pitch on the way. Was that low?
It was very low, it was in the dirt. Dylan Zenko, he's pitched well. He hasn't given up an earned run yet. That's the only problem right now. His defense has got to figure out a way to help him out.
Did he get a piece of that?
No, it hit right off the glove of ball number three. So three balls, one strike right now.
Well, I got a message off of our Facebook. We want to say hello to a grandma listening to us from Austin, Texas. How about that?
Hey.
That ball is smashed out the center field. Zenko's going to get an easy single on that one.
He crushed that baseball. So now you got a leadoff runner at first base. More than likely, you're going to see a courtesy runner come out for the pitcher, and you will. Let's see who the courtesy runner is.
Center fielder, Trey Tucker.
Trey Tucker will bat next.
Courtesy runner for Dylan Zenko now, due to the being the pitcher, number one for Northview.
Parker Johnson.
Yeah, Parker Johnson, sophomore.
By the way, Debbie, if you're listening to us in Texas, from Austin, Texas, you're the grandma of who? Tell us that. We want to know now. All right. Trey Tucker steps in with a runner at first, nobody at second and third here in the top of the fourth. That first pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. The power of the World Wide Web, Corey.
It's cool, isn't it?
WAMBradio.com. You can listen from anywhere if you've got an internet connection. Swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike with no outs. A 4-3 score in favor of Edgewood. That pitch is low, and we're going to steal a base out of that one.
Yes, we are.
So Dylan Zentko, his pinch runner, which is Parker Johnson, is on at second. Nobody on the corners, no outs. We're in the top of the fourth. We've got the tying run at second. The go-ahead run now is at home plate, that being Trey Tucker. He's 0-for-1 tonight, thrown out by the shortstop when he batted in the first inning. Here's the pitch. That pitch is high. 3-1 the count. Well, big pitch coming up for Luke Hayden. And that's ball four.
How about that? Whole North United's team up screaming and cheering on Trey Tucker for just getting a base on balls. The teams came together.
All right, so with no outs, a runner at first and second, nobody on at third, this will bring up Brevin Harper, the designated hitter. And
let's wait to tell.
I will, I agree. So a 4-3 score as there is an infield meeting right now with Coach Bob Jones and the Edgewood Mustangs. So is he having some confidence issues with Luke Hayden, you think, or not?
I don't think he's having confidence issues. He just wants to explain his defense. Nothing hurt. You have an opportunity to get a force out in any bag. Middle, if you get it, turn two. Shortstop, if you get it in the hole, you're going to go to three, then one, if that's possible. And if you get your third baseman gets it over there, he's just going to step on his bag and walk it over to one. So for a double play, that's what they're hoping for here in this situation, because runners on first and second isn't the end of the world due to the fact if you just force a ground ball or even a strikeout, double play could possibly end the inning if you get a strikeout here, or it could lead you from one out away.
All right, we're set to go with runners at first and second, no outs. And, oh, they were trying to get a balk out of that by the pitcher Luke Hayden, but not quite. All right, we're set to go with Brevin Harper, the DH.
Oh.
Called strike. Thought about swinging, but he did not.
I wouldn't have swung at that. The ball ended up in the dirt.
They rung him up on it anyway. Harper popped up to the left fielder in the second inning. He's 0-for-1. That pitch is high and inside. 1-1 the count. That Northview dugout's fired up, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, their coach went to war for him.
That pitch is low, 2-1 the count.
They're cheering after every single pitch. Coach Craig Trout, if you're listening, like I told you to, you got to be happy for your boys right now.
Now, let's just bring this win home. That's what they got to focus on. They need some more runs, of course. Here's the pitch. That pitch is low. It'll get away from the catcher, Pittsford.
Oh, no.
And we've got a throw to third. It gets away from the third baseman. It's going to bring a run home, and the Knights have tied the score at 4-all.
The second error on the catcher.
So we'll call that an E2 right now as Parker Johnson scores. He was pinch running for Dylan Zentko, but a really big run for the Knights. So we've got a runner at third, and that would be Trey Tucker. We've got Brevin Harper, the DH, looking at a 3-1 count. Nobody on at first and second. Here's the pitch. Called strike right across the plate.
They're cheering after every pitch, no matter if it's a ball or a strike. This has got to be getting Edgewood's head. That's a balk.
Uh-oh, the umpire just called a balk. It'll bring home Trey Tucker to score, and the Knights have just taken a 5-4 lead.
And the Northview Knights met him at home plate right outside the dugout like it was a home run or something. They're having fun right now.
How about that?
Here comes Edgewood's head coach to argue the balk.
And that's considered an error, isn't it? A balk? Wouldn't you score that an error?
Yeah, it's an E1.
Yeah, so you put an E1 on that, too.
That's why he scored.
So we're looking at a full count right now for one Brevin Harper, a designated hitter for the Knights. He's 0 for 1 today.
This Knights team is having fun. They're being loud. Brigham Boo's the loudest, though.
The 3-2 pitch. Ball is smashed back towards second base as Keto bobbles it. He makes the throw in time for the out.
Oh, my. Wow.
Score that 4-3.
A near E4. I mean, it looks like he beat out the throw, but Brigham Boo goes, picks him up right at first base after he walks off, and now here comes Corbin Allen. We got a little backstory about Corbin Allen.
Well, we do, because with Corbin Allen, the catcher, he's about ready to do some damage, hopefully, for the Knights. He's got Grandma Debbie Knox listening to us tonight in Austin, Texas. So good luck to Corbin Allen from Grandma Debbie listening to us at WAMBRadio.com. The first pitch is a strike. So the bases are clear right now for the Northview Knights. Kind of a late swing.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was going to do. He was too indecisive on it and just kind of threw his hands out there.
0-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. Struck him out. They're going to have to throw him out at first to guarantee the out, and they get it.
But hey, Knights got the lead.
They do indeed. So we've got a 5-4 lead in favor of Northview here in the bottom of the fourth, and now we go to Braden Nevins, the right fielder, who got caught looking in the second.
Nevins. Top of the fourth, Dave.
Oh, what'd I say? Bottom of the fourth? I keep thinking we're home.
Well, we did drive an hour.
We did indeed. First pitch to Braden Nevins is a swing and a miss, strike one. So nobody on the bases right now with two outs, but the Knights get the lead back after trailing.
Oh, wow. Didn't even touch the mitt. Just came straight back to our mic.
Foul ball. Well,
that's not even a foul ball. It's a wild pitch.
It was a wild pitch. I looked down and I thought, what happened just then? Braden Nevins. The pitch. That ball is going to be foul. It got to first base, but it went outside the line.
Man, how long has Bob Jones been here for Edgewood?
I don't know.
Well, you look up here to my right. He got his 100th win in 1993, and he got his 300th win in 2008. He's been here a long time.
He has been around a while. Well, good for Coach Jones.
I don't think Coach Trout was born yet.
1-2 the count. I bet Bob's been thrown out of a game or two. That pitch is outside, 2-2 the count. Now, Coach, after the game, you're welcome to come up for the post-game interview. I'm sure they'll let you back in for that if you want.
No, they won't.
You don't think so? 2-2 the count. And that pitch, that's a ball, and the count now full. So two down, nobody on, a full count situation. Can the inning be extended by one Braden Nevins, the right fielder? The payoff pitch, that's a ball. So he's on with the base on balls.
He started to round first like he was going to steal. So now two outs, runner on first comes the top of the order, and Trey Shaw, he's hit two hard balls today. The second one's just caught in deep left center field.
Yeah, Trey Shaw got a single in the first and scored, popped up to the left fielder in the third inning, so he's one of two today. Shaw steps up to the plate, batting left-handed. Runner takes the lead at first. That ball is foul down toward the Northview dugout. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Hearing Aid Warehouse, helping you hear all of the action with locations now in Terre Haute, Brazil, and in Sullivan. Here comes the pitch. Nice little hit out towards center field. It will drop for a base hit. Yep. And the Northview inning continues as Trey Shaw gets a big hit for the Knights.
All Trey did on the outside pitch was throw his hands on the outside and just, he didn't really swing the power there. He just kind of put it up in the air and it floated right between the center fielder and shortstop. That's all you need sometimes for an easy base hit. Baseball's a weird game. You could hit it hard on the rocks, it could be a caught by the center fielder, and you could hit it weak, and it'd be a base hit.
So with runners at first and second for Northview, we've got Braden Tucker, the second baseman. The first pitch, a swing and a miss.
I'm calling it now. He's going to put it over the right field fence.
Tucker steps in. Luke Hayden, the pitch. Right across the plate for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Tucker has scored two out of the five Northview runs tonight. Luke Hayden delivers the 0-2, and they struck him out.
That's my fault.
Swing and a miss by Tucker to end the Northview threat, but still a good inning for the Knights. They picked up a total of two runs. I've got them for two hits. There was, two errors, and we left two on. After three and a half innings on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 5, Edgewood 4. Back with more of the WIC crossover game after we take this 60-second break on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half, or bottom half rather, of the fourth inning. Northview leading 5-4. It's been a great game so far tonight. Knights hoping to get their 18th win of the season tonight and place third in the Western Indiana Conference, as this is the crossover game. Sam Keto in the number 9 position will bat now in the bottom of the fourth for Edgewood. A reminder to go to our Facebook page and like us. You can stay up to date on all of our happenings in Brazil and our next Northview broadcast. Go to Timeless 1130 WAMB. Look for us on Facebook. Spread the word. Appreciate you listening to us. Stephanie Farkas letting us know she's tuned in tonight, rooting on the boys. So glad to hear that. That pitch is a strike, a foul ball, actually. So 0-1 the count. Sam Keto did score in the second. He got on with an error. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 0-2 the count. Tomorrow night we're back on the air at home. Vincennes Lincoln comes to town. That'll be a 6:30 start. We should be on the air sometime around 6:20 here on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5. That's a nice little hit out towards center field. That will drop for a hit. So Sam Keto gets a hit for Edgewood here in the bottom of the fourth. And now we'll go to the top of the Edgewood order with Joe Keto, the shortstop. So you've had Sam Keto gets a hit. And now Joe Keto, who struck out in the first, got hit by a pitch in the second and scored. So we'll see what he can do here in the bottom of the fourth. Defensively for the Knights, Dylan Zinko is the pitcher, Corbin Allen the catcher, Gavin Morris at first, Braden Tucker at second, Brigham Boo at third, and Trey Shaw the shortstop. And another throw back at first by Zentko, and the runner is back on time. Caleb Swearingen in left field, Trey Tucker in center, Braden Nevins in right field.
You got some speed over there at first base, and your second leadoff hitter batting in the nine hole. Now the top of the order coming up.
That's a ball, 1-0 the count.
Kind of surprised Coach Bob Jones isn't having him bunt here. I know he's a very good bunter. You got a lot of speed at first. You move the runner, and you got the power party lineup coming up 2 through 4.
Well, we'll see if any signals change. Maybe they'll try. Well, he's not in position, is he, though? Want to know the count?
Oh, he showed.
2-0 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. 2-0 the count. No outs. We're in the bottom of the fourth. A one-run lead for Northview. 5-4, but Edgewood has the go-ahead run at home plate. That's a hard-hit ball out toward right field. It's going to drop for another Edgewood base hit. So two hits in a row for the Mustangs, and both hits by Kitos. So Sam will move over to second. Joe will be at first, and now this will bring up right fielder Ethan Vakrumba.
What is this, Dylan Zenko's third time going through the lineup now? The hitters for Edgewood are starting to see him, know what pitches he's going to throw, where he's going to locate it. Don't be surprised if Northview might make a pitching change sometime soon, especially in a position where they're up by one of runners on first and second.
Zenko delivers the pitch, and that's low and outside, ball one. Three baseball games on the year this week, and hopefully three the following week. Vincennes tomorrow night, 6:20, our broadcast time. That's a hard hit ball. The shortstop makes the throw to second, a quick throw to first. Boom. Trey Shaw to Braden Tucker, and then on to Gavin Morris. They complete the double play.
It was hit way too hard right at Trey Shaw. All he had to do was flip it to Braden Tucker. Out at second, he launched it over to Gavin Morris. And give credit to Gavin Morris. He made a magnificent stretch for the baseball. And if without that stretch, he might have been safe by half a step.
If you're keeping track at home, we'll score that 6-4-3. Sam Keto does move to third base. So they do have a runner in scoring position with two down here in the bottom of the fourth. This will bring up Cooper Thacker, the designated hitter. Thacker got a single in the second, got on with a base on balls in the first. That pitch is low for a ball, 1-0 the count.
And, you know, that's what championship teams do. They make plays, even though they're in a little bit of a hole. Runners on first and second, no outs. They find a way to make a play. And Trey Shaw did that with Braden Tucker on the other side up the middle.
Dylan Zenko, the left-hander, delivers the 1-0 pitch. That ball looped out towards center field. It'll drop for another base hit. And Sam Keto will score. And the Mustangs have tied this game up at 5-5.
And all these hits that Edgewood's picking up here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, Dylan Zenko's, he's leaving them right down the middle, belt high, and it's pretty easy to hit. It's almost like batting practice.
Do we have anybody warming up or not?
Not right now, you don't. I mean, it's a 5-5 game runner on first two outs. Wouldn't surprise me they do that when they go back in the hit. I mean, it's a 5-5 game to North you can do. I'm sure they want to save their pitching. They got a lot of games this week.
Ryan Stuffel is the first baseman. He's 0-2 tonight. That ball popped up. It could be playable. It's going to go to foul territory, but nope, it's behind the dugout, it looks like. So he'll get another shot with an 0-1 count. Stuffel struck out in the first. He popped up to the center fielder in the second. So he's looking for his first hit of the night. 5-5. We're all tied. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning here at Edgewood High School. These two teams met back in April, and the Knights picked up a 10-7 win, hoping to go 2-0, but Mustangs giving us a battle tonight. Here's the pitch from Zenko. High and outside, ball one.
I mean, think about it. The last time these two teams played, it was also a high-scoring baseball game, 10-7. So, I mean, you're 5-5. You're right in that territory right now here in the bottom half of the fourth.
A 1-1 count. Stuffel steps in. Zenko gets his sign, delivers the 1-1 pitch. That ball looped out toward the second baseman, but that's going to be easy for Braden Tucker. He'll make the grab, and that will end the Edgewood threat. But in the inning for the home team, they did pick up one run. They picked up a total of three hits. Let's see. There were no Northview errors, and they left one on. We played four innings of baseball on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. We are all tied at Edgewood High School. Edgewood 5, Northview 5. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the fifth inning where Brigham Boo is your batter. And on the first pitch, he had a hard hit ball toward left field, but it went foul. So the count is 0-1. That ball popped up out of play behind the backstop, 0-2 the count. They just turned the lights on. We've had some cloudy skies for a while. You can definitely see that there's a threat of rain moving in from the southwest. So an 0-2 count for Brigham Boo. Brigham calls time. And now he's ready to go. Luke Hayden, still going the distance for Edgewood, delivers the pitch. Hard hit ball back to left field. That's going back. And is it gone? It's gone. Brigham Boo gets a home run in left center field at about the 3:30 mark, and the Knights have taken a 6-5 lead.
Brigham Boo, he missed the first pitch, hitting a foul. He wasn't going to miss the 0-2 one. Gives the Knights the lead 6-5. The Knights are going crazy at home plate.
All right, so a big home run. That's our first of the game. And Brigham Boo picks up the big run and can't beat that. 6-5 the score. And now we go to Gavin Morris, the first baseman. So Gavin Morris got on with a hit in the first, had a sacrifice in the third, which brought a run in. First pitch, a ball, 1-0 the count. A reminder that WAMB is your home of the Indy 500. We've got qualification coverage this weekend and, of course, the greatest spectacle in racing all month long. That pitch is low, 2-0 the count. I love the 500. Have you been to the 500?
I have.
It's great. I rarely miss it. I've been several years in a row and going to be there again this year. Always take my radio. Well, that ball's popped up out of play. So a 6-5 score as Brigham Boo gets a big home run to get this fifth inning rolling. 2-1 the count on Gavin Morris. Morris set to go. Here's the pitch. That pitch is low, 3-1 the count. Luke Hayden, ready to deliver the 3-1 pitch. And that's ball four. So Gavin Morris is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Dylan Zentko, the pitcher for Northview.
Might be a pitching change, though.
Yes, it looks like Coach Jones taking a walk out to the mound. He's handing over the baseball. So there is a break in the action. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, we're in the top half of the fifth inning, and a pitching change underway with Northview leading Edgewood 6-5. We'll come back with more after the 60-second break on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money. right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We're back at Edgewood High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We are in the top half of the fifth inning where Edgewood is making a pitching change. And let's see, what is the number? Number 21 will step into that position, Cooper Thacker. So let's put Cooper Thacker. And let's see, checking on the... grid. He must be coming in for Luke Hayden, so it'll be just a simple replacement, it looks like, right?
Just simple, just like that. That's all it is.
All right. So that's the only change. We appreciate that, Coach Jones. Nothing like, you know, switching four different players around to make a pitching change or something. Dylan Zentko is your batter. He'll be due up shortly. And he's about set to go. 6-5 ball game, Northview leading by one. This is the WIC crossover game, the battle for third place in the WIC conference. Nice hard hit ball to center field. Going back, going back, going back. It's gone. Dylan Zentko gets a two-run homer, and the Knights take an 8-5 lead.
Coach Trout can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the first home run for the freshman Dylan Zentko. How about that for coming in as out of the bullpen? First pitch. It's a home run.
How about that? Great job by Dylan Zentko. And you can't beat that as he drives in a run. Wow. So three big runs this inning for Northview, and two of those runs, the RBI is what I'm trying to say. How about that? Three-run inning so far, and there's no outs, and the Knights take an 8-5 lead. Trey Tucker, the center fielder, will bat next. So Tucker will step up to the plate with nobody on the bases, thanks to Dylan Zentko. That ball popped up in the infield. That should be playable. Ryan Stuffel is calling for it. He'll make the grab, and there's one down. Brevin Harper, the designated hitter, he's looking for his first hit tonight. He popped up to the left fielder in the second inning, got thrown out by the second baseman in the fourth. So let's see what Brevin Harper can do as the Knights have one out here in the top of the fifth, leading 8-5. First pitch, a strike, 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch. That's low. 1-1 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Wings, etc. Great food, great times at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. The 1-1 pitch. High and outside, 2-1 the count. Some wings sound pretty good from Wings, etc. right now, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
A little blue cheese, a little celery to go with it.
Oh, ranch.
You're more of a ranch one, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't like blue cheese.
2-1, and that pitch is low. Make it 3-1. Three balls and a strike with one down. And nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Three big runs scored by Northview off of two home runs. The pitch high and outside for ball four. So Brevin Harper is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher. Again, a reminder, we have two seats left on our bus to Cincinnati this Sunday to see the Cubs and the Reds. Bus leaves the Radio Center in Brazil at 7:30. We've got a great seat in the shade behind the first baseline. Snacks and water and soft drinks on the bus, all for $95. 420-2518 is the phone number to call. 420-2518, leave me a voicemail, or you can always send us a message on our WAMB Facebook account. But do it quickly, because we've sold 157 seats.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of baseball. And the Reds are playing better. They've won 6 out of 7. Go figure that.
They were on a win streak for a little bit.
They were. 6 in a row. Lost last night as that first pitch to Corbin Allen. Now, I said Corbin Allen, but that's not right. He's number 21. Who's 31?
Andrew Osborne came in to pinch hit.
Okay, so I didn't catch that till now. So Andrew Osborne is the pinch hitter now for Corbin Allen. And that's a ball. 3-0 the count.
It's 2 balls, no strikes.
Yeah, Corbin Allen had struck out twice so far tonight, so I guess they decided let's give Osborne a quick try on a pinch hitting opportunity. That pitch is low, 3-0 the count. Don't forget to wake up weekday mornings to local news with Frank Rush at the top of the hour from 6 a.m. all the way until noon each and every weekday morning here on Timeless 1130, 99.5 and 106.9, your home for Timeless Classics. The 3-0 pitch. High and inside for ball four. So Andrew Osborne is on with the base on balls. Again, Cooper Thacker is the new pitcher for Edgewood. Coach Jones wants to talk to him for a moment. Are they making a change already?
Already making a change. You come out, you just got one pop-up, you give up a home run, a two-run home run at that, and then you walk the next batter. That's not what you want from your pitcher coming out of the bullpen.
So we've got another break in the action, as it looks like Edgewood is going to change pitchers once again. It's 8-5 here on the top of the fifth with one down. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds. This is Northview Knights Baseball on the home for Timeless Classics. Timeless 1130, 99.5, and 106.9 WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today, because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor. Which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
New pitcher on the mound for Edgewood. It'll be Coleman Sader. He was playing third base, so Cooper Thacker will go to third base, and we'll see what Coleman Sader can do for the Edgewood Mustangs. We're in the top of the fifth. Northview leading the Mustangs 8-5. Northview has runners at first and second. Here's the pitch to Braden Nevins. And that first pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. You've got Brevin Harper on at second base, Andrew Osborne at first. So let's see if Braden Nevins can bring a run or two home. Here's the pitch. That's outside, 2-0 the count. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Knights return to Northview High School to entertain the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. If you can't join us for that 6:30 matchup, we'll be on the air at 6:20. Here on your home for Northview Knights Sports, WAMB. The 2-0 pitch, that is low for ball three.
Edgewood's having trouble finding a bullpen pitcher to come out and throw strikes.
They really are. And one more ball would load the bases with only one down. So let's, and then we would go back to the top of the order with Trey Shaw. The 3-0 pitch. There's the old automatic.
What?
3-1 the count. Well, you know, you wait for a 3-0 pitch thinking you're going to get a ball, and it's usually a strike.
Always.
The old automatic.
The strike zone gets big.
The 3-1, that ball popped up, and now we've got a full count at 3-2. Big pitch coming up for Coleman Sater against Braden Nevins. The payoff pitch. Foul ball. Count remains full at 3-2. Full count. The right-hander ready to deliver the payoff pitch once again. Ball four. He throws a ball. And so now Edgewood has walked three in a row.
Brings up Trey Shaw to the plate with one out.
So with a bases-loaded situation, we go to the top of the order. Trey Shaw, our seventh batter of the inning. And there's only one down. So a chance to cause some more damage here in this WIC crossover game. The battle for third place tonight between the Knights and the Mustangs. Shaw scored in the first. He's hit two out of three so far tonight. Popped up in the third to the left fielder. Got a single in the first, single in the fourth. That first pitch, a ball, 1-0 the count.
Edges playing up on the grass for a play at the plate.
The 1-0 pitch. That ball popped up, should be playable. Third baseman's going to call for it. And, nope, the shortstop's going to grab it, it looks like. That would be Joe Quito, and that's two outs. So now this will bring up Braden Tucker, the second baseman for the Knights. He got on in the first with a base on balls and scored. Got a big double in the third and scored. And he struck out in the fourth.
Second baseman, Braden Tucker.
8-5 is our score in favor of Northview. We're glad you're tuned in tonight on your home for timeless classics, WAMB. Coleman Sater delivers the pitch. That's a strike. Outside corner.
I can only imagine. They're not going to throw something down the middle to Braden Tucker.
Again, bases loaded situation for the Knights with two down. Here's the pitch.
Ooh,
got a piece of it and almost took out my crowd mic.
Do you think that thing would break?
Hi, Brigham.
You hear him say pay butt in the mic?
Yep.
It's funny.
0-2 the count.
He was the pitcher warming up a little bit ago in the bullpen.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yes.
A quick mound meeting between Harrison Pittsford and Coleman Sater, and that meeting is over. Braden Tucker, the ninth batter of this inning for the Knights, with bases loaded here in the bottom of the, or the top of the fifth. That's a ball. 1-2 the count.
Not a bad idea to hold the runner at third base. You don't want to get the final out at home plate when you got bases loaded and Braden Tucker up to the plate.
I'm just glad we have that fence, Corey. Just the simple things in life I enjoy. And for like the 10th time tonight, they've somehow that pitch makes it a little bit away from home plate and almost hits us if it wasn't for that fence. And there's a wild pitch. Here comes a run. It's 9-5. An easy steal for Northview. The pinch.
Oh, and the ball. Hey, the ball got caught and went in the dugout. That means it's two bases automatically, so two runs score.
Oh, wow. So Jackson Abbott, by the way, is the pinch runner. He'll score. Andrew Osborne will score. So let's see where we're at here on my...
It's 10-5 now. Wow.
So let's see. So the pinch runner for Harper, he scored, right? And Osborne, there we go. So two big runs for Northview. That makes it a 10-5 ball game. Count is 2-2 on Braden Tucker.
And your WIC champions are Sullivan. They won 5-0 over Indian Creek.
That ball popped up high toward left field. Should be playable. And it is caught by Curtis Cowden to end the Northview threat. But, wow, what a big inning for the Northview Knights. They picked up a total of five runs. We had two big home runs. Brigham Boo got one, and so did Dylan Zentko. So we had one, two, just two hits. We had one left. There were no errors by Ellettsville or by Edgewood. And at the end of four and a half, on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 10, Edgewood 5. Back with more in 60 seconds on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Northview leads Edgewood 10-5. This is the WIC crossover game. Battle for third place tonight. Sullivan claims first, Indian Creek second. Winner of this game will be third as Josh Chastain, the center fielder, bats for Edgewood. The first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Dylan Zentko has went the distance so far for the Knights. The left-hander ready to deliver the 0-1 pitch, but now the batter, Josh Chastain, will step out of the box for a moment. We'll remind you that defensively, Dylan Zentko is on the mound. Corbin Allen behind home plate. Gavin Morris at first. Braden Tucker at second. Brigham Boo at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop. Got a piece of it for a foul ball, 0-2 the count. Caleb Swearingen is in left field, Trey Tucker in center field, and Braden Nevins in right field. We'd appreciate you going to our Facebook page and liking us so you can follow all the updates about our next Northview broadcast as well as local news. Go to Facebook and look for Timeless 1130 WAMB. We're also at 106.9 and 99.5 on the FM dial. The 0-2 pitch on the way. That's high, 1-2 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Loren Service at 400 East National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Hard hit ball. That's going to drop out in center field for a base hit. So nice job by Josh Chastain. Matter of fact, he's going to go for two. So that's a stand-up double for Josh Chastain. That gives the home team something to cheer about right now. They could use it. And now this will bring up Coleman Sater, the third baseman. And now we may be making a pitching change. Looks like assistant coach Trout coming out, and I think Brigham Boo may take over at the mound. Dylan Zentko's had a good game, though, so Dylan Zentko will head to the dugout, and it looks like Brigham Boo will take over on the mound for the Knights. We'll see who runs to third base here in just a moment. Actually, Zentko's going to take over, it looks like, so that's just a quick, easy switch. Dylan Zentko, we believe, is going to head to third, but they're having a mound meeting. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. It's Northview 10 and Edgewood 5. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning where Northview leads 10-5. A pitching change as Dylan Zintko is being replaced by Brigham Boo. And he's wrapping up his warm-up pitches. And let's see, taking the third base spot will be Gavin Morris. And let's see, and I'm guessing Zintko is going to go to first. There we go. I think that's your only changes for Northview. All right, we're ready to go with Coleman Sater now for Edgewood. And the first pitch to him is low for a ball, 1-0 the count. 3-0 the count, I should say. Boo checks the runner at second. The pitch, got a piece of it right back to us at the fence. 3-1 the count. Well, okay, the scoreboard confused me earlier. I guess I had the 1-0 right to begin with. It wasn't 3-0, so should have stuck with my gut. 1-1 the count. That pitch, a ball, 2-1 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Sonic Drive-In with two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. 2-1 the count with a runner at second, nobody on the corners at first and third. Brigham Boo delivers. That ball popped up, should be out of play. We're on the air tomorrow night from Northview High School when the Vincennes Lincoln Alices come to town. That'll be a 6:30 first pitch. We'll be on the air just after 6:20 here on WAMB, your home for timeless classics. The 2-2 count, swing and a miss, and Boo gets his first strikeout. Now this will bring up Harrison Pittsford, the catcher. He's 0 for 2 tonight, struck out in the second, popped up to the shortstop in the third. Brigham Boo checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch. That ball is lined foul down the third baseline. 10-5 score in favor of the Northview Knights. It's been back and forth. Knights had an early lead. Edgewood came back, and then the Knights had a big inning earlier in the fifth. That pitch is low. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at second, nobody on the corners at first and third. Here's the pitch. Smash down the third base line, but it will be foul. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making our Northview sports possible. We hope you're enjoying Northview sports on the radio once again. We're trying to bring you your local team and keep you entertained throughout the sporting season. Foul ball, count at 1-2. We've got sectional action next week from Avon, and we'll cover all Northview games, as well as Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. If you want to be on the broadcast, we'd love to have you as a sponsor. It's very inexpensive. 420-2518, the number to call, or stop by the Radio Center in downtown Brazil. We are open for business. Foul ball, 1-2 the count. And we're hiring, too. If you can help us with additional employees, we're looking for all kinds of employees, from sales to on air, and even sales management. Apply in person at 111 West National Avenue in Brazil. That pitch is outside for a ball. Runner trying to steal third, and he'll make it. So Josh Chastain steals third base. He's in scoring position with one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Nobody at first and second. Harrison Pittsford looking for his first hit of the night. Brigham Boo. And now the batter steps out of the box for a moment. And now he's back in. 2-2 the count with one down. 10-5 Northview lead. That ball is smashed down to the shortstop. Trey Shaw will make the throw to first to Dylan Zimko for the out. But meantime, Josh Chastain will score. And it is a 10-6 ball game. So call that a fielder's choice as it went 6-3. So now this will bring up Curtis Cowden, the left fielder. He's 0-2, caught looking in the second as he struck out, thrown out by the shortstop in the third. Nobody on the bags right now as that ball is fouled down the third baseline. Tonight's game, a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Oh, and one the count on Brigham Boo, or Brigham Boo the pitcher, I should say, on Curtis Cowden. And that's a strike, count 0-2. Brigham Boo looks in to Corbin Allen for the sign. He gets it. The 0-2 pitch. Ooh, high and inside. 1-2 the count. A reminder that Thursday night we've got our final softball broadcast of the season as the Lady Rocks of Rockville come to town to take on the Northview Lady Knights. 1-2 the count. And he struck him out. Cowden goes down, and that will finally end the inning. But this time around for the home team, they did pick up one run on a double, one hit. Nobody left on, no Northview errors. We've played five innings of baseball from Edgewood High School, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's 10-6. Northview leads Edgewood. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We're back at Edgewood High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. 10-6 is our score, or 10-5 is our score. No, it was 10-6. The scoreboard's got me thrown off with those burnout light bulbs, but yeah, they did get their sixth run a moment ago. And the count is 0-1 on Brigham Boo. We're worried about rain moving in from the west right now. And that's a line drive down the third base line for Brigham Boo. So that's not a bad follow-up to a home run tonight. What do you say?
Not bad.
So we're in the top of the sixth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 10-6 is our score. I'm just double-checking as the scoreboard's a bit misleading.
I got to give a shout-out to Tony Harden, a North Unites fan. He's listening on his porch tonight to us back at home in Terra in Brazil.
And I just heard from another fan. We've got Lynn Barnhart listening.
Let us know you're listening. Tell us on Twitter or Facebook at WAMV.
That's G and great grandma listening from Saline City.
Awesome, awesome.
But grandparents of which player? That's what I want to know. Gavin Morris, the first baseman, is your batter for the Knights. And that's a strike. By the way, we do have a pinch runner. Parker Johnson will give Brigham Boo a rest. 4-run lead for the Knights. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. He'll make a quick throw over to second, and now one over to first. They do not get the double play, as Joe Keto went to Sam Keto for the out, but when he went to Ryan Stuffel, they could not get a double play. Good for Northview, right?
I mean, they got an out. It's a win-win, I guess.
So Brigham Boo, at least his pinch runner, will head back to the dugout. Now this will bring up Dylan Zentko, the pitcher. He had a home run his last at bat and had a single in the fourth, out on a fielder's choice in the first. On the inside corner for a called strike. Tonight's game, a service of French Funeral Home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion, French Funeral Home. The 0-1 count. That's low. 1-1 the count. So Vincennes tomorrow night. We're on the air at 6:20. Friday night when they play Clay City, we're on the air with that one. 1-1 the count. Called strike. 1-2 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number. You are our neighbor. 1-2 two strikes, one down. A runner at first, nobody at second and third. That ball is going to be a base hit out into right field. So Dylan Zentko's hit parade continues tonight here at Ellettsville.
Yeah, Dylan Zentko's having a game. Due to the fact that four of the runs here on the board were unearned for his fact, he came out here and stepped up in a big way. He hit a home run, obviously, a two-run shot, and he gets a base hit there. He's doing everything he has to do to come out on top.
So with Gavin Morris on at second, Dylan Zentko at first, this will bring up Trey Tucker, the center fielder. He got on with a base on balls in the fourth, out by the first baseman in the fifth, thrown out by the shortstop in the first. 10-6 score if you've just tuned in. Northview leading by four. Winner of this game gets to claim third place in the Western Indiana Conference.
Already handed out first and second with Sullivan getting the win 5-0 over Indian Creek at Indian Creek. So Sullivan will be first place in the WIC, while second place belongs to Indian Creek.
My Golden Arrows.
Yeah, another Western Indian Conference game. Cascade beat Greencastle 15-5. My Cadets.
We're set to go here with Trey Tucker. And that first pitch, that's a ball, 1-0. And now a quick mound meeting between Coleman Sater and Harrison Pittsford.
You look ahead, it's just all blue skies. Then you turn around, it's just dark and ugly. I can't wait for it. It's going to go boom.
Well, as the temperatures continue to rise, we're definitely going to see more of those kind of pop-up thunderstorms. They call them, what, popcorn storms, I guess?
Yeah, you never know when it's going to rain, because it says it's going to rain all the time, but it's just because it's been so hot lately.
The 1-0 pitch. Called strike. A little breaking ball. 1-1 the count. I'm not complaining about this heat, especially after we had an unusually cool April. So
it was also an awful winter.
Nice to see.
That lasted way too long.
The 1-1 pitch. Here it is. High, ball two, a throwback at second, and Morris is safe. Tonight's game is service of the Hearing Aid Warehouse. Marty and Robin Hobbs of Brazil helping you hear all of the action with locations in Terre Haute, Brazil, and now they have a new office in Sullivan, the Hearing Aid Warehouse. 2-1 the count, with one down. Here comes the pitch. Called strike, 2-2 the count.
Yeah, two very good breaking balls coming here. Now he's going to have to sit back and Trey Tucker, throw the hands if he sees that again, and can't just bail out because it looks like it's high. That might drop down to the strike zone.
Ready for the 2-2 pitch. Ball That ball popped up out of play. Count remains 2-2.
And good job by Trey. I mean, he threw another breaking ball. He didn't like it, so what he did, he threw his hands, just fouled it off, hoping he gets a pitch he can like eventually during the upcoming pitches.
The 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count. So with one down, we've got Gavin Morris at second, Dylan Zinko at first, and actually it's a pinch runner at first, and I'll find that number in a moment. I think it's Brevin Cooper.
Yeah, number two.
There comes the payoff pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Count remains full at 3-2.
Quality at bat here from Trey. Either gets a base on balls or he can find a way to put the ball in play. He's not going down.
It's keeping
with a strikeout.
Pressure on the pitching team, too, because they're just really struggling tonight with, what, this is their third or fourth pitcher?
Third. Third. Got another pitcher. One in the bullpen right now.
Payoff pitch. Got a piece of it. Oh, and they're complimenting Tony Trout, the assistant coach. He just made that look easy when he scooped that up with his bare hand.
Tony Trout, father of Craig Trout?
I'm assuming. Or an uncle, or not sure if it's an uncle or a father. Got to learn that. I don't know. His last name's Trout.
That's all we know.
Craig will send you a message in a moment. He'll clear that up. 3-2 pitch. That's low for a ball. So there we go. Base on balls now for Trey Tucker. So with runners at third, second, and first, we've got bases loaded, one down. Brevin Harper, the designated hitter, will bat now. He's the DH for Caleb Swearingen. Harper flied out to the left fielder in second, thrown out by the second baseman in the fourth, got on with a base on balls, and scored in the fifth. Here's the pitch. That's high and inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch from Coleman Sader. That's low. Ball two.
2-0. You're ahead right now. You get a pitch you like, he's probably going to drive it somewhere, but with him struggling to find a strike zone at all, I wouldn't be surprised if he just takes the pitch here. Because a walk scores a run. You got to think about that.
Two balls, no strikes, one down. Bases loaded situation here on the top half of the sixth. 2-0 pitch on the way.
Ooh.
On the inside corner for a called strike, 2-1 the count. Two-one pitch. Called strike. And the count even all of a sudden at 2-2.
Here comes the wind. You know what that means.
You just quit talking about those storms, and we're just going to get through this game. The 2-2 pitch. Got a piece of it. Count remains 2-2. Coleman Sader delivers the 2-2 pitch. That ball smashed back to the shortstop. Oh. It makes a bad hop. He stops it, but it doesn't prevent a run from scoring.
That's a base hit.
And Northview will take an 11-6 lead. So, yeah, I agree. It's a base hit.
Yeah, that popped up last second. That's Edgewood Field working against the home team.
So, scoring will be Gavin Morris. And now this will bring up Corbin Allen. Still bases loaded with one down. Inside, ball one. And just remember, Corbin, Grandma Debbie is listening to us in Austin, Texas. Make her proud. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count. Eleven to six, the Knights lead the Mustangs. A 1-1 pitch on the way. Called strike. 1-2 on Corbin Allen.
That would have been the pitch I swung at. It was right down the middle.
Corbin is 0 for 2 today. He struck out in the second and in the fourth. He had a pinch hitter on him in the fifth, so now he's batting for himself again. Hoping to bring in some runs with only one down here in the top of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch. And that's a ball, 2-2 the count. He thought about it. Ellisville does have someone warming up, Edgewood actually. So the 2-2 pitch. That's low for a ball, and the count's full at 3-2.
Base hit ball four situation, base hit ball four.
Big pitch coming up for Coleman Sader. The payoff pitch on the way. Ooh, it hit his helmet. He's okay.
He got hit earlier in the ball game. He was catching on a foul ball. He just got drilled again. I bet that hurt.
Wow. So they're going to check him out just to make sure, but it will bring in another run, and the Knights have taken a 12-6 lead here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, he's walking off bent over. I'm not trying to speculate, but here comes the trainer. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a mild concussion.
Well, let's hope not.
No, that ball hit him hard.
But, you know, you take about an 85-mile-per-hour pitch and...
It's happened to me before.
Hit a kid's helmet?
I squared around the bunt. Kid was throwing about 86, 87, and I didn't pull back in time. And when I went to bunt, the ball was coming straight from my head. I just tucked it just in time. It split my helmet into, like, on the bill and drilled me in the face, and I knocked out. I woke up in the hospital, didn't even know what happened.
Yikes.
Yeah, so those aren't fun.
Well, they're... The trainer is like got fingers in the air, making sure that
Charlie's out there too.
Even Charlie's out there. Charlie Jackson,
he's being the trainer today.
Athletic director. He's smiling, so I think we're okay. But the trainer is like holding up two separate fingers, trying to make sure that he can follow her movement. So I guess that's part of her training.
But and new pitcher too for Edgewood.
Yeah, they're going to go ahead and have a pitching change while we're at it. So we do have a break in the action here in the sixth inning. 12-6, Northview leads Edgewood. We're in the WIC crossover game. Looking good for your Knights. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds on your home for timeless classics, WAMB Brazil, Terre Haute.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding
staff.
Hey,
Dave.
They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for.
We have been interrupted by the National Weather Service.
This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Marshall's
Captain Cost Cutter. Every time I change out my air filter. Or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely.
There's a storm
and
12 miles
money.
South of
so I guess you could just
in.
Call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on
okay,
WAMB.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're back at Edgewood High School where the Northview Knights lead by a score of 12-6, and we were interrupted with a severe thunderstorm warning, so I'm trying to get up to speed on that real quick here. I think I just found it. Yeah, so we've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Vigo, Sullivan, and Clay County until 9 o'clock tonight. At 8:10, a severe thunderstorm was located 12 miles south of Terre Haute, moving east at 25 miles per hour. The hazard is 60 mile per hour wind gust and half dollar size hail. Wow. This is a radar indicated storm, but they're looking for heavy winds. Communities that will be impacted: Jasonville, Prairieton, Farmersburg, Clay City, Hymera, Colmont, and Pimento. Stay tuned for further updates from WAMB. All right, so play resumes. Brandon Nevins is your batter for Northview, and that's a foul ball. We've got a bases-loaded situation. We have a new pitcher for Edgewood. And that is number 30. Is that Ryan Stuffel they moved over there? Is that what they did?
Yeah, that's what they said on the main mic, Dave.
So who went to second? Ooh. Oh, that's a hard hit ball by Nevins. It's going to go out the center field, but it will be caught. Runner tags third. The play at home.
He missed him.
He's safe.
He missed him.
Nice job by Trey Tucker. He steals home. The throw was in time, but he was able to prevent from being tagged.
Yeah, and that's 100% right. Edgewood may not like it, may not like that angle, but the catcher didn't get his glove down, and he went right underneath it.
So another big run for Northview. Coach Jones not happy with the call. He's out talking with the umpire and checking on his catcher, Harrison Pittsford. Wow. So a big run for Northview. All right, so now this will bring up for Northview Trey Shaw as we go to the top of the order. So Trey Shaw has had a couple of hits tonight, and he scored a run. That pitch is outside by Ryan Stuffel. He moves over from first to the pitcher's position, by the way. 12-6, our score in favor of the Knights. Starting to feel a raindrop.
Don't say that.
That ball smashed down towards second. It's going to be scooped up. The throw to first. Is it in time?
Oh, no. How?
They got the out. Boy, the Northview fans aren't happy with the call. They thought he beat it. But it won't matter. A big inning for Northview. They did pick up a total of 3 runs. There was 3 base hits. What do we do? Leave 2 on?
Yeah.
And there were no errors. And you can still hear the upset Northview fans on that call on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. It is 12-6 in favor of the Knights. Back with more in 60 seconds on WFNB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only, participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
It's 13-6, by the way. We didn't get that extra run in that late part of the inning, and the scoreboard finally caught up with me after I double-checked it. So we're glad that the Knights have a 7-run lead. We go to the bottom half of the 6th inning. We've got one defensive change for Northview. Keegan Garrison will replace Caleb Swearingen out in left field. We've got a quick infield meeting, and now I think we're set for Sam Keto. Sam Keto, the number 9 position. He has scored 2 of Northview's 6 runs tonight. He got on with an error in the second, and he got a hit in the 4th. So we'll see what kind of damage he can do here in the bottom of the 6th. Brigham Boo's pitch is low and outside, ball 1. We'll run through that defensive lineup for Northview in just a moment. As the pitch from Boo is low and inside, 2-0. So Brigham Boo on the mound, Corbin Allen your catcher, Dylan Zinko at first, Braden Tucker at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop. Swing and a miss, 2-1 the count. Brigham had some speed on that pitch.
He throws hard.
Left to right field, Keegan Garrison, Trey Tucker, and Braden Nevins. 2 balls and a strike with no outs here in the bottom of the 6th. Knights lead 13-6. And that's a called strike, 2-2 the count. Again, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning for Vigo and Clay County. Storm heading toward our direction. We'll bring you an update here in a moment. That pitch is low, which also means the weather droid may interrupt us at times if there's additional weather information that needs passed along, so just bear with us.
The weather droid. Yeah, Frank Rush on the WAMB Facebook page already put something out there on Facebook about the severe weather. He put all the details on the Facebook page, so if you want to know all the details and want to read it yourself, go on the WAMB Facebook page right now.
That ball was hit out toward left field, but it went foul, so the count full at 3-2. Frank's on it, huh?
He's always on it.
So a full count situation. Brigham Boo, the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and they're going to have to throw him out. Well, no, I guess they're not. They're going to say a foul ball?
What?
I didn't hear that, but I guess he caught a piece of it?
I don't know, but that's what the umpire said, so whatever he says goes, right?
Well, it seems to be tonight, but that's the way it's supposed to go.
Man, it's been a long game, hasn't it?
Seems like it. Yeah, we're like 2 hours and 18 minutes into this one. Brigham Boo, the payoff pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking. And Sam Keto goes down for the count. There's one down. Now we go to the top of the order with Joe Keto. Joe Keto struck out in the first, got hit by a pitch in the second, and scored. Got a single in the fourth. Bats left-handed. 7-run lead for the Knights. Nobody on the bags right now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh and one the count. Here's the pitch from Brigham Boo. And that's a ball.
And Brigham throws with some anger, doesn't he?
Got some speed on that ball. There's no doubt about it. One and one the count. I like left-handers since I'm a left-hander. Brigham Boo throwing left.
Oh.
That pitch is out. Did it hit him? What happened? The umpire's walking out to Brigham Boo to throw him a ball, but I still don't know what happened right there. Did he? So
I'm trying to figure it out.
I thought for a moment he got hit, but he's obviously not hit. He's still batting.
I don't think he got hit. I think he tried to plate it off.
Yeah. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. That's a foul ball. 2-2 the count.
Brigham Boo going to get it all the way by the dugout.
We'll update you on the weather warning after this batter, as we do have some severe weather in the WAMB listening area. 13-6 is our score. Northview leads Edgewood. This is for the battle of third place in the Western Indiana Conference. Brigham Boo, the 2-2 pitch.
Oh, man.
Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out.
That's dirty.
The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeast Vigo County, northeast Sullivan County, and southwest Clay County until 9 o'clock. They've located a severe thunderstorm 12 miles south of Terre Haute, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Half-dollar size hail and 60-mile-per-hour winds is the concern at this moment. Ethan Verkrumba is your batter. First pitch to him is a strike. He had a single on the first, single on the second, and scored. And he was out on that double play in the fourth. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. So nobody on the bases right now for Edgewood here in the bottom of the sixth. We're trying to beat the storm. We've got dark skies from the west and some threat of rain and thunderstorms. And a big pitch by Brigham Boo. That was on the inside corner, but
wow.
A little bit too high, I guess, for the umpire. So the count... 1-2.
These fans are getting into it, dude. They're screaming back and forth.
They're keeping the pressure on in honor of Coach Trout.
This umpire probably just wants to go home.
I think we all do. All right. We're set to go. One and two, the count. Oh, hit him in the helmet. Doggone it.
He bent right into the strike zone.
So hit with a pitch, and so Ethan Verkrumba is on with the base on balls. It didn't quite hit him as hard as what we saw earlier when one of our players got hit. So now with two down, Knights leading 13-6. Here in the bottom of the sixth, this will bring up Cooper Thacker. Cooper got on with a base on balls in the first. He got a single on the second, got a single on the fourth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tonight's game is service of WTHI-TV. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. WTHI-TV 10, proud to support your local community. Brigham Boo, the 0-1 pitch. That's low and inside. It gets away from the catcher, Corbin Allen, which means the runner, Ethan Verkrumba, will head over to second base. A quick meeting between Boo and Allen, getting their signals correct, perhaps. Tonight's game also a service of Wings Etc. Great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. The pitch, called strike, one and two the count. You like your wings hot?
I do. I like, honestly, I like, big fan of the honey barbecue, but I love the hot, too.
Nothing beats a good old buffalo-style wing. Outside pitch, two and two the count.
Nothing beats food.
I like to eat. You can tell by looking at me.
You get a face for radio.
I do, indeed. Two and two the count. Starting to cool down a bit, which to me tells me the storm's around the corner. Swing and a miss on that pitch. And it would have struck him out, but it got away from Allen, and he takes his base after all.
Yeah, third strike.
How do you score that?
I dropped third strike.
Yeah.
So it's still a strikeout, but he got the first base on an E2.
Okay, thank you. E2. Is that our first error? That's our second error. No, we've had three errors, haven't we?
It's been a lot of errors in this ball game. Okay, remember the beginning of the ball game? It seems like yesterday, but Braden Tucker had two errors to give Edgewood the 4-2 lead.
Ryan Stuffel will bat next. Edgewood has runners at third and first, nobody at second. Two down, a 13-6 score in favor of Northview. Brigham Boo will go to work on Stuffel. Strike one, about a swing and a miss. Tomorrow night we'll be on the air at 6:20 when Vincennes Lincoln comes to town. We hope you can be at the ballpark in person, but if you can't make it, we'll have the game for you here on WAMB. Swing and a miss on an inside pitch, 0-2 the count. Thursday we've got girls softball. The Lady Knights take on Rockville at 5:20. And Friday more baseball when the Knights take on cross-county rival Clay City.
I think Trey Tucker's catching right now.
The 0-2 pitch. And that got away from him. They're going to throw the ball to Brigham Boo, and he's saved. So a run will score. And then we've got a play at second, and they just got an out there. So that'll end the threat, but they still added a run. So in the inning for Edgewood, they picked up a run. Let's see. There was no hits. There was one Northview error, and they left one on. We've played six innings of baseball here at Edgewood High School. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard at the end of six, it's Northview 13, Edgewood 7. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most.
Yeah, I got it.
This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic.
My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, one correction I should make from the last inning. Corbin Allen was no longer catching. It was Tucker. What? What's Tucker?
It was Trey Tucker.
So he took over the catching spot, and we failed to acknowledge that. So sorry about that. We go to the top of the seventh, and on the first pitch, the ball is popped up toward the third baseman, and that will be a catch. And that means Braden Tucker is out.
Also, tomorrow's game time switched.
Yeah, we found out from a listener that apparently they made a change on us that we didn't know until tonight. The Vincennes game now, apparently they're going to be able to get up here sooner than they thought. So it'll be a 6 o'clock game instead of a 6:30 game, which puts us on the year at 5:50 here on WAMB. So Brigham Boo smashes it down to the shortstop. There's the long throw, and not a very good throw. He'll go to second. So that's going to be an error. So Brigham Boo is on at second base.
Yeah, he advanced a second on the air, but it was a hit.
It was a hit, but we're going to call that an E6 by the shortstop. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, he had a bad throw. The throw, which is why he went to second. The initial, so it'd be ruled a single, but then the reason he got the second was on the E6.
I agree with that, absolutely.
Third baseman, Morris.
So now this will bring up Gavin Morris.
Here comes a courtesy runner, be number one.
Okay, and of course the courtesy runner is Parker Johnson for the Knights. So Johnson on at second for Brigham Boo. Nobody at first and third. The pitch to Gavin Morris, and that's a ball. Want to know the count. So a 13-7 lead for Northview with one down here in the top of the seventh. And again, tomorrow night's Vincennes game is going to be at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30. That'll be a 5:50 pregame. I'm okay with that. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count.
Hopefully it's not a three-hour game like tonight.
Hey, you just never know. A ball and a strike with one down. And the pitch. And that was a bad pitch, and Parker will head to third base. So our pinch runner, Parker Johnson, makes a steal on a bad pitch. As Gavin Morris will try to bring him home with a 2-1 count, one down, here in the top of the seventh. So Sullivan wins the WIC tonight over Indian Creek. Winner of this game claims third place, which we hope that'll be the Northview Knights. The 2-1 pitch. That ball dropped for a strike, 2-2 the count. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner, and that's it for Gavin Morris. And so now with two down, this will bring up Dylan Zentko, the first baseman. Zentko's had a good night tonight. He had a big home run in the fifth, got a hit in the sixth, a hit in the fourth, thrown out by the shortstop on a fielder's choice in the first. 13-7, Northview leading Edgewood. The pitch to Zentko. Hard hit ball to right field. That will drop for a base hit. And a run will score.
This man is on fire, literally. I think his shoes are on fire. He's out there hitting people in like it's nobody's business out here. He took an outside pitch. It was high, and he just took it the other way to the right field. Exactly what a good hitter does. And I can't stress this enough. He's only a freshman, and it's great to see what they can do. Like Gavin Morris, Dylan Zentko. All freshmen doing the right things.
Parker Johnson will score for the Knights. It makes it 14-7 now, and this will bring up Trey Tucker. He's the center fielder. The pitch, high and outside, ball one.
Trey Tucker's the catcher now, remember?
Oh, that's right. They moved him. Who did they move in his spot? Do we know?
No. They didn't really. I don't think they told us yet.
So you were at the concession stand. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get her number? I was just curious.
My mom's listening. Stop.
throw it first, Zinco is there. Well, you were talking about that earlier. I was just curious. So, 2-0 the count. You think Mom's listening tonight?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's at work.
The 2-0 count. That's high. Make it 3-0. So with two down, a 3-0 count, nobody on at second and third.
Game one of our quadruple header this week.
Here's the pitch.
Yep.
Was it there, a strike?
Well, the strike zone increases by about 20 inches outside, top, bottom, on 3-0s. You know that.
The old automatic. Zinco takes a lead at first. Runner checks him. Nobody at second and third. The 3-1 pitch. That's low for ball four. So Trey Tucker will get on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Brevin Harper, the DH. Brevin popped up to the left fielder in the second. Got thrown out by the second baseman in the fourth. Got on with the base on balls in the fifth and scored. And got a single in the sixth. Here's the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. So Northview's got runners at first and second. We're in the top of the seventh. There's a called strike. 1-1 the count. So Zinco at second, Trey Tucker at first, nobody on at third, two down, the 1-1 pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball, 1-2 the count. A 1-2 count with two down. The pitch.
Ooh.
That's a ball, 2-2 the count.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. They call that deuces in the baseball world.
Deuces across the scoreboard, huh? 14-7 score, the Knights lead. Breaking ball, dropped for a strike, caught him looking, and that will end the Northview threat. But in the inning for Northview, they picked up another run. We did not have a hit, did we? No hits, we left two on, and no errors. At the end of 6.5, on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 14, Edgewood 7. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast.
There's no rain, a little cloudy, a little wind, but that's about all.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that
the big storm
sound
is just south of Farmersburg?
Sounds like you need to give the guys at Marine Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
A reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 o'clock tonight for southeast Vigo, northeast Sullivan, and southwest Clay County. And the concern is 60-mile-per-hour wind gust and half-dollar size hail. So stay tuned for further updates on WAMB. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville. 14-7 is our score. Northview has the lead, and batting is Ryan Stuffle. And the first pitch to Stuffle, that's a strike, 0-1 the count. And would we, who's replaced Trey in center field now? Did we find that out? We're going to try to find that out in a moment. Swing and a miss for strike two.
I think Nevin's moved over to center. And then in right field, I'm trying to think. Let me see.
Could it be Swearingen? Did he move to right?
They put Kale Swearingen right. They put Nevins in center. And in left field, it was the freshman
Keegan
that
Garrison.
Came in. Yeah, Keegan yeah. Garrison's in left. So there you go.
That pitch is a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Bottom of the seventh inning here at Edgewood. The pitch. He reached for that one on a swing and a miss. They're going to have to throw him out, and they got him. So two outs to go. And this game will be history. Josh Chastain, the center fielder, will bat. He popped up to the right fielder in the first, got on first with an error by our shortstop in the third, got a big double in the fifth, and scored. So he's one of three tonight. Brigham Boo delivers the pitch. Called strike. Tonight's game, a service of Wings, etc. Great food, great times at 915 East National Avenue. Try them for lunch or dinner anytime at Wings, etc. A reminder that this is your home for the greatest spectacle in racing. Qualification coverage begins Saturday morning, continues throughout the day, Saturday and Sunday this weekend. There's a called strike, 0-2 the count.
Brigham Boo, he's got a dirty breaking ball. He controls it very well.
Going to Almy Central College this fall.
I forgot to ask him what position. We need to find that out.
The 0-2. Pitch gets away from Trey Tucker. 1-2 the count. A ball and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh. 14-7, Northview leads Edgewood. Swing and a miss. And he strikes him out.
Brigham Booth trying to strike out the side. One more out. We get to go home. And Knights improve to 18 wins on the season. And they have tomorrow against Vincennes Lincoln at 6 o'clock. They play Friday against Clay City. And the next week starts sectional round when they take on Plainfield in opening round from Avon High School. Where, Dave, you and I will be there.
We will indeed. Coleman Sater will bat next now for Edgewood. They're down to their last out. There's a called strike on the first pitch from Brigham Boo. We hope that Craig Trout can sneak out of the bus here soon and maybe join us for the postgame show. You're more than welcome, Coach.
He's probably taking a nap.
You think? Oh, I doubt that. That pitch is a ball. 1-1 the count.
Nope. They called it a strike.
Oh, they did. Okay. 0-2 the count.
Umpire wants to go home, too.
So with two down, nobody on, could this be the pitch that ends the game? Brigham Boo gets the sign. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! And your Northview Knights win the Western Indiana Conference crossover game. Your final score on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview 14, Edgewood 7. Well, the game went 2 hours and about, 40 minutes. And we beat the rain and the thunderstorm. That's what all that matters.
Next thing you know,
Northview now increases their victories to 18 for the season against 5 losses. Edgewood falls to 14-6. We'll take a break. We'll come back and pick our player of the game from Wings, etc., and be back with a final comment after these messages on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor. Which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Well, big win for your Northview Knights tonight. They win the Western Indiana Conference crossover game to finish third in the WIC this year. They pick up the win tonight, 14-7 over the Edgewood Mustangs. Time now to pick our player of the game, presented by Wings Etc. Wings Etc., great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Tell you what, it's hard to pick just one player tonight. I say we have to go with two different players tonight, Corey, because they both had home runs tonight. Brigham Boo got a big home run, and then a couple of batters later, so did Dylan Zinko, and they both did well on the mound tonight. So to pick one over the other would be just too unfair, so I think we give it to both Dylan Zinko and Brigham Boo, our Wings Etc. players of the game.
Yeah, Dylan Zinko, he dealt with a tough outing in the bottom of the second. He dealt with his head coach getting thrown out. He dealt with back-to-back errors by his second baseman, which scored four runs in that inning, and they were down 4-2. He came out, kept pitching. His defense picked him up. His offense picked him up. Brigham Boo and Dylan Zinko took it his own hands, putting one over the fence, hitting some RBI singles left and the right field. I think they both deserve it. What a win for the North Unites. It's not over yet, but they're still on that hot game-winning streak right before sectionals next week. This is a perfect time in the season to get hot.
Indeed it is. And don't forget, tomorrow night they're back at home to take on Vincennes Lincoln. We're told that'll be a 6 o'clock game. We mentioned 6:30 earlier, but I guess they're going to be able to get there a little sooner than they thought. So that means we'll be on the air at about 5:50 tomorrow night for Vincennes Lincoln's Alices against the North Unites. Thursday we've got girls softball. It'll be the Lady Rocks of Rockville taking on the Lady Knights. That'll be a 5:20 broadcast. Then back to more baseball on Friday when Clay City comes to town. Well, Corey, good to have a broadcast where we're both on the air at the same time this time. That's the first time this season we've both been able to make a game, and we're going to make several more before this season is over, and to look forward to the sectional next week at Avon.
That'll be fun.
All right, want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark, where Northview finishes third in the WIC tonight. They win at Edgewood on the road. Your final score on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, 14-7. Until tomorrow night, so long, everybody.